Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest, promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is. It is time for The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. Good to see everyone sort of kind of filling up in the house. I see the telephone lines are filling up very, very quickly, as well as the chat room. So good to see everyone in the house, and thank you guys for joining us here live in The Remix. That's right, tonight, can you believe it? Tonight is actually June the 3rd, 2011, and we're in the powerful energy of the month of June. Have a lot going on with the solar eclipse, lots of energy here that we can definitely begin to take advantage of. Powerful, powerful time for manifestation and having those things that we wish to bring to life come to life and having it come so quickly, so quickly. So great things happening. Good to see everyone in the house. As you know, joining us in the house tonight, we will have a very special guest, certainly not a stranger to The Remix, but a guest, no doubt. Queen Afua will be here. That's right. Queen Afua will be joining us here shortly. As we get ready to get ourselves settled, I just want to kind of just touch base, see how everyone's week has gone. My week has been simply amazing. So many things that are going to be coming up, that's going to be going on, that's going to be happening with The Remix, with the sacred sessions, with the blue crystals, the Know Your Magic line, and all of the great things there. So many things, too many things to talk about, but they will be coming up soon. I also want to encourage each and every one of you to make sure that you're downloading all of the shows. That's right. Download, download, download. You want to make sure that you're downloading. And if you don't know how to get to the archive show, let me go ahead and give you those directions right now. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix is the number to call, or the place to go to, I should say, so that you can download the shows. If you have iTunes, you can definitely download them to your iPod, or you can click the download button and you can download them right to your computer or to your personal MP3 player. But these are definitely shows you want to begin to put into your archive, some powerful brothers and sisters from all over the world that are coming and sharing. And also want to send just that love and that energy out to everyone who's out there and just wishing you guys peace and love as we continue on our way. So now, we're going to get ready to start to get ourselves in and get ourselves situated and to get settled as we get ready to get into the share tonight before Queen Afua joins us here shortly. Want to update you on some of the things that are going on. Of course, you know, Brother Bobby Hemmett will be live in New York this weekend. He will be in LIB, I believe, Saturday. Tomorrow on the 4th, Brother Bobby Hemmett will be live in New York. So if you're in New York, you definitely want to make sure that you catch that. Brother Shabazz will be hosting. I'll be giving you that number, but you can also reach Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055 for more information about that as well. So lots of energy going on, lots of things going on as well. Fireballs in the sky. Wow, what an amazing time we're in at this time. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to listen to a little bit of music. You guys know what we do. Everybody, you know, we've had an opportunity to sort of kind of move our way through the week. Now we're here in Friday, We're going to get up. We're going to move around. I see some of the Remix family has joined us here in the forum tonight. Lots of them on the phone lines, and I see you guys joining us here in the forum. So what we're going to do at this time, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to move a little bit. Because tonight's share, I want everyone to definitely bring their energy and their attention so we can listen to what the Queen has to say. So we're going to get up and kind of get moving around a little bit. So we'll listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to a little music, and then we'll begin to get right into the share. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. Good to have you in the house. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Q&A later tonight, okay? All right.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay, and so now what I want you guys to do, because I really believe that we need to focus our attention to a lot of things that's going on. It's a lot of brothers and sisters around the planet that need healing. We need to send healing, love, and light to them, as well as we also have some family members that are missing, and we're going to be talking about that. We won't get into that chair tonight, but that will be coming up, very serious conversation that we need to kind of shake some energy up on the planet, as well as just move that energy within ourselves. So I want to invite everyone to get up. You know how we do. Just stand up no matter where you are. If you're driving, don't stand up. Please don't stand up if you're driving. But if you're not driving, stand up. Stand up. And this is something the whole family can do. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to dance with my family here, me and Baby Blue. We're going to do our dance. So that's it. Stand up. That's right. Sister Manya, you stand up too. Everybody, let's stand up. And we're going to get ready to do this. And Sister Esther is here, which is great because, you know, she always kind of leads us in the dancing. So whenever we want to get our linguistics on and dancing on, you know, Sister Esther kind of leads us on that. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to begin to dance. And here we go. Okay? We're going to be doing this. I see you guys over there. Don't start. Here we go. All right.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if she could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Just
right, everyone. There you go. That was, of course, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Peace and blessings and ashe to our brother Michael Jackson for that, thanking us for getting up and moving around. We're about to get ready to get into our share tonight, and tonight joining us live in the forum and very, very excited and honored to have her join us here again is Queen Afua. And for those of you who are familiar with Queen Afua's work, you know she carries that name, the Queen, and rightfully so. She is the healer that have birthed so many healers within all of us throughout the world. And tonight she's going to be talking about it from a very, very different perspective. Still that very healing energy we're going to get a chance to get an opportunity to talk about. But we're going to be talking about healing, sort of healing the kings of the world, healing the brothers of the world, as well as also healing the sisters of the world, ultimately healing our families and our communities. She is the author of many books, many that we have discussed and talked about here. You know, of course, Heal Thyself, a book that has been all over the world, that many of you have grown up on, has been a part of your life, as well as Sacred Session, as well as Overcoming, and many, many other projects that's out there. Without further ado, I could go on, and she has touched lives for so many people around the globe, around the world, so it's just going to be an honor to bring her on. So let's go ahead and bring on Queen Afua. Peace and greetings to you, Queen.
Peace and greetings and blessings to you, Boo-Boo, and all of your listening audience.
It is so good to have you in the house tonight to come on and share with us. Everyone is excited to have you guys, have you come on and share with us tonight and talk about your new projects, new things that have been birthed in you, things that you're involving yourself with at this time and sharing with everyone. So I'll give you an opportunity to really just kind of speak to all of us. We are just so honored to hear what you have to say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Friday. I was born on Friday, so I feel quite comfortable. And they say I was born August 13th, Friday the 13th. Actually, that number really works for me. And that day, the day of love and sharing and the number of power, 4.
Yeah.
The project that I'm working on now, the name of it is, first of all, it's a scroll. And the name of the scroll is Man, Heal Thyself. It's 21-Day Wellness Warrior Guide to Self-Defense and Self-Mastery. And I'll share about that, about the scroll, but what led me into even writing it. Well, in the very beginning of my walk, I was always thinking about the family, not just the women alone, or the men alone, or the children alone, or the elders, but the whole family. So the book Heal Thyself came out, and the family gathered around and started to grow with it. Then when Sacred Woman came out in 2000, the men raised their eyebrows up and said, they started at that point saying, well, do you have something for me? And I was led to write this because so many women came through Heal Thyself, and I have things I need to share with them so that I can help wake up the healer within them so they can help their families. Okay, so that was fine. That held for so many years until the City of Wellness, okay, they were still working with that, like Heal Thyself. But when I wrote the book Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness, they said, okay, enough is enough. And it was so intense that when I went to London, and that's where the book was released, just as many men came out, they didn't care anymore. Okay, this is what she's writing. She's going to write to us anyway. So just
right.
As many men came out, and they were all coming out in very personal. It wasn't anymore like I'm getting this book for my wife, or I'm listening for my mother or my daughter, or that's what the part of it. But what they were saying is, I need healing. I need help. You know,
yeah.
I'm with some of the same pain that the women are going through. And I want to heal. I want to change. I want to let go. Could you help me? Because all through the years, as the brothers would ask me to write, I would always say, well, you know, men actually take care of men in terms of rites of passage, traditionally speaking.
Right.
And women do, the elder women take care of the women in terms of rites of passage, and that's how it's done traditionally. But we've come to a point where we need everyone on board to help us to get through. And so I remember the pastor from one of the largest churches in Brooklyn, he sent 56 women to me to take an intensive of sacred woman. And they came back into the church. These are women who ran the church. And they were having issues. He says, I can't do but so much. I've done everything I could. I've had meetings. I need some additional help from you. So the women went back, and they were healing each other. It was healing the church. It was a high vibration. Then a year later, he said, can you do anything? Do you have a program for the men? And I just laughed like you just did to myself. I said, okay, it's getting deeper. But while that was going on, I was gathering. I was doing some gathering in behalf of the men. Because everything that I do, it's not because I want to do it, but it's because I am propelled. And because there's a strong cry, and the cry continues to come, and all I'm doing is striving to answer the cry in my way to encourage us all to heal, to overcome whatever trauma or drama we may be going through. So on the 19th Father's Day period, I was commissioned to be a host for a family healing, but for the fathers in particular. And as I was going through doing it, I said, okay, this is fine. I can do this. It started to grow into something else. And I started to observe, and I started to move with the direction of how it was growing.
Right.
And I said I was being used in a great way. And I was just going to listen and be obedient to Spirit.
Yes.
In the process of that, a lot of revelations and reflections came up, including why I've been working primarily with women. And it came to me why the holistic medicine women, which you are one of those divine women, it all started coming together, and I understood that there was an assignment that was given to me during right before the Million Man March.
Mm-hmm.
And that assignment came from Bob Lohr of Night Talk. He was a radio personality back then, real strong in the community. And it came from Diana Farr, who we've been walking together as wellness companion friends on the journey for the last years. And She and Bob Lohr went to Mr. Farrakhan, having a meeting, getting ready for the Million Man March, and Bob Lohr's representing the New York brand. And it came to Diana Farr that Queen of Fools should create a fast for the Million Men. And Bob Lohr co-signed it, and they both went to Mr. Farrakhan, and he co-signed it. It didn't happen. I created it, which would work for all levels. Once it was asked of me. And it didn't fully go all the way out there, but what happened is it was to happen now and the way that it's happening. So I open up this scroll by saying for the men, and this would be their daily affirmation. And all the affirmations that I'll say this evening, they come out of an ancient text, the Pertinru and Ger, coming forth by day. And that was written from our ancestors. Our ancestors gave us a green print to resurrect ourselves. And it shows up on inscribed on the walls of the temples, of the shrines. And so these are prayers. And the prayer that opens up the scroll is, may I open my eyes which are blind. This is to the men, and you will say this, the men will say this. May I stretch out my feet which are fastened together. May my legs rise up for myself. I know my heart. I've gained power over my feet. I have gained power to do what pleases my soul. May my soul and my body not be imprisoned. May I come forth in Hotep. Peace. And that is really important to me because I spoke to a mother this morning, and her soul was crying, and she's not in the town, and her son is now in a mental institution and just went in 2 days ago. And people reached out to me for me to be involved and to assist and help and support. So I told his mother that he had three choices in the state that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Choice, he could have moved into an ancestral place and let go of his body. One says that is dying. He could have been put in prison. And the other, he could have been put into a mental ward. And out of the three, the mental ward was the choice. And that, I believe, for him, was the only and the better choice.
Yes.
He will come out of that, and his mother, the counseling, she will come and pick him up, and she will do some work on him. And she will, one of the things that she will do is to love him where he is, absolutely. Because what forms us to lose our mind is how we were raised, but not how we were raised from even our mothers and fathers, but how we were raised from generation to generation to generation.
Yes.
As a people have not overcome the 400 years of chattel slavery over 8 generations of Willie Lynch, castration of our hearts and our souls and our minds. And our men, they were castrated, but they can rebuild themselves again. And when I think about the men, my voice was taken from me for 5 days. And when things happen to me, through me, I just go into self-discovery.
Yes.
And ask why. And then I listen, and I fast, and I take my greens, and it is revealed to me. What I did over those 30 hours, those 5 days, was I worked on this Man Heal Thyself scroll. And it started to show up, and I started to hear where I was to go with it, how I was to go with it, the prayers, and everything started to come together. But also what came together is the women.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 19th, I call forth the women that have been studying with me, who have gone on to do their own different trainings and workshops and their books and
right.
Open up centers and create products and travel with them. So I've been working with these women for a time such as this and then beyond this. Because June 19th, it will be, it says it's time to heal the family, but the centerpiece of it all will be the men, our men, the fathers, the grandfathers, the husbands, the ex-husbands, all of them will be the ones symbolic of all of us will be there. But who will be there to serve them into wellness?
Are
the medicine women, holistic medicine women, or the ambassadors of purification, or the emerald green practitioners, or the devotees of wellness, these women. And so all of these years that they have been receiving what they needed, some of the cry outs were, well, we're doing all this cleansing, healing, and our men are not in it.
Right.
And we came to find some clean men or men who were going to freak up. All of this, all the women are frustrated and purified.
Right, right.
And the men are looking at us, and the women like they're peculiar because they cannot relate. But the women were to come first. And on the temple walls, you will see these two women from the beginning of time. Their name was Os, the great mother, and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is the lady of the house, the heavenly realm, and they are the original sister to sisters. And they were the template. When Asar was went out into the world, the mother, Os, she stayed to continue to lift up, charge, move the people forward. And when he went out into the world, as our masculine side would do, project and move out, and she's going deeper in, he met with challenge. We meet ourselves in the world. And the challenge is actually to make us, to grow us, to build us. And many times it does, but many times we fall short of how to handle the power of the challenge. It's like pumping up weights up off of you and building and growing through it. So when he went out, he was cut into 14 pieces. And Os discovered this, and so, and he was cut up as by Set, which is challenge. And she went to her sister, the intuitive one, the spirited one, the lady of the house, and she asked her to help her to journey and to find his members. And so they went out and sorted and found all 13, but one was missing.
Yes.
Those women gathered of his, and the missing piece was his phallus. That did represent his manhood. And those two women came together and they built him his phallus symbolically.
Yes.
And then asked, took in his seed as Nebuchadnezzar, the original mother, fanned breath into his body. And Os, the mother, took in the seed and birthed the light. She birthed her room. And so that story is our legacy. And that is what we are to do now. And I've watched those years. I've been doing this work for 40 years. I had to reflect and to grow through it. And hold on to it, and to learn from it, and so in that process, these women walked with me. Now, when I was began to study the prayers for the men, I again walked up to these women, and it showed up in the Persian room, 21 women, and I remember I just did one woman show that it was a one woman show in London, but it became an open show, and others became a part of it. The name of that show, and this is not a sidebar, it's all connected, if your vagina could speak, what would you say? So there's a lot of stories behind that, and it's laughter and it's tears and it's calving of our souls together and connecting and speaking and healing. And in that process of that sharing and expression, it continued to move. Those are the women that opened the way. Those are the women that opened the way for the women to do the women's work. Then we came into this work, and now it's the man's work being done through these women healers. Those 21 women, one of the things Dr. Sheridan, who was a part of the play, was her desire. She's been a physician for over 30 years. She said, I'm bringing, she's in it, and we were bridging the allopathic and the holistic, and we become one and help the women. Well, she says, Queen, I'm going to bring some cutters to the play. I said, Dr. Shen, what are you talking about? She says, I'm going to bring some surgeons. They need to be exposed.
Yes.
She's a bold doctor healer. And I said, you call them cutters? Are you insulting them? What do you mean cutters? Now, when I'm reading the Persian rule, like 8 days ago, I'm reading about seven cutters.
Yes.
These 21 women, seven cutters. Because, see, these women were the embodiment. They were the body that healed the men. At the end of the journey of you meeting the woman of the wind, the woman of the fire, the woman of the bandages, you met these cutters. And all of these women embodied the oneness, and they healed Asar. And those women were in Ast and in Nebuchadnezzar. Those women are in you, Blue, and the work that you're doing, and they're in me. And so we are the women, our ancestors said, who lightens the darkness. We come to lighten the darkness. It is lightened. We are there for those who weep, who hide their faces, who sunk down. They looked upon us then. We are the women. We are the healers. So as this project, this work for the men is coming, and I'm thinking I'm going to host it and, you know, do a forgiveness piece in it, and it just kept showing up. And that's when I said, tomorrow night I will be on call. We'll all be on call together. That's our reunion. We're having our healers, teachers reunion.
Yes.
Teachers charged and fired up and staying on their vision quest. And so that is our collective bonding and announcing, come on, those who can. And those who cannot physically be there, write a statement to the men, a charge medicine statement. And through the afternoon, we will read those statements from the different cities, from the different towns, cities, bringing them wellness and their tones, the choice of medicine words. So I just am a part of a grand session, and I'm watching. And so this scroll, it went from a chart. You're not believing my charts. Right, and I said, it's got to be these charts, it's got to be in people's homes, and they got to look at this as a, to help them keep their minds focused. That's the whole point of the chart, to stay focused, because we fall off and we forget, we close the books, and then they're underneath the bed, in the closet, in the storage, wherever. And when a crisis, look for the little green book or the little purple book, you say, well, where's that book? I need that prayer, I need that herb or what have you. So the scroll then transcends that. I mean, the scroll, but the chart. And that's why I was always, when it came to me, of the reason why the charts would be helpful, because you don't pack those away. They stay in your face.
Yeah.
And we
stay
want
there.
To heal, and we don't want to forget. But challenges come, and we might forget. So in this transform from a chart to a scroll, and when I mentioned the scroll to a few sisters, they said they all did that, like Southern agreement. I'm doing the man's healing until I self stay. I said,
That's the first thing. When I thought about it, I just was like, wow, that's it. And I actually, you know, tonight, what I called the show was the Stroll of the Kings. You know, because it is the kings. It is that legacy that takes us all the way back to the story of Afar and brings us up to our little babies of today. Mm-hmm. So it is the stroll of the kings, you know, sort of that path of the kings and really just bringing it together. And that was sort of the vision I got when you were telling me the story about how this information came to you, you know, from the elders that is around you, from yourself and your work and what men have told you, you know, what you've channeled, and all of this combined together. It is that legacy of the kings, and it speaks to power, you know. I just want to say, for those of you who are listening and just joining us at this time, of course, you know, we are speaking with the Queen Afua, who's joining us here live on the forum. If you have not had an opportunity to see everything that's going on, because it's so much going on in the City of Wellness, if I could say that, over on Queen Afua's site, you can go to www.queenafua.com, and you'll be able to get linked to the website to see about upcoming events, see about a lot of the products, which we'll talk about that, a lot of the books, and as well as be able to just embrace yourself and get yourself on your path, whether you're a queen or king, towards your city of wellness for not just yourself, but your whole community. So I wanted to put that out there and just, you know, as you continue. So the scroll will be out on Father's Day. That's the projection.
I like you said that's the projection.
See, I have to follow my own heart on that, Queen. So I have learned that from you. It is the projection. So we are all hoping for that. So somewhere around that, it will be active and live. So we can say that because the event will be going on. So the stroll is active and actually live now, but it will just sort of kind of be embraced and sort of kind of the energy released on Father's Day. So this is a great opportunity for sisters, brothers, for the whole family to get together and really just embrace this, especially if you're in the New York area, to come to this. You want to give the directions and the information and how people can be a part?
Yes, absolutely. This is National Black Theater, NBT, and the location is 2033 Fifth Avenue, which will be between 125th and 126th Street, Harlem, New York. And the contact information for tickets, it's 347-496-1022. And this is the King Simon production. And he's a wonderful brother who has a vision of healing us through bringing various speakers in to give trainings and workshops and inspirations, in this case, a healing.
Yes.
So that's going to be Sunday, June the 19th, 2011, of course. And wherever you are, we want you to be a part of that day. So on that day, open up your house, open up your church, open up your shrine, open up your wellness center, open up the teleconference, open up. And everyone on that day, let's just have a mass healing.
Yes, beautiful.
Okay, and let's say that we're going this time, because, see, women, we have circles of wellness. We have been doing circles of all kinds.
Yes.
Taking the workshops, the seminars, the retreats, everything. We have been charging ourselves up. We come to our men and we're on two different pages. So we want you, this is for you, but, of course, as you get stronger and nurtured up and strengthened, fortified, then automatically we will be loved, we will be cared for, the children will be happier, the elders will be sustained, we will have a healthier community. This is a part of the movement to save lives. You know, so many of our men are dying from prostate cancer and colon cancer, or suffering from diabetes and having feet, toes, and fingers amputated unnecessarily so, and so many of our men are on drugs because of the pain and the suffering in their hearts and the emotions and not knowing how to cope, not feeling their fullness sometimes because they don't have the economics to even raise their children. But I'm here to tell you that whatever your condition is, we love you.
Yeah.
And we're going to stand for you. And we're going to strive to heal ourselves continuously so that we can be charged enough to help you wherever you are without hurting ourselves, you know, without hurting you. So this is our call out for our brothers to let you know that we're here and that we are galvanized and we have been healing for a time such as this. So we're all from around the globe. I'm sending out a message, a global message, that wherever we are, let's brew the tea. Yes, I have a man's healing tonic. If you don't get that one, just make a tea.
Yes.
Okay? Run a bath. Okay? Make a green drink.
That's
have
it.
Have a salad. Do some prayers together. Get
That's
to the
it.
Parks. Take a power walk.
Yes.
You know, process yourself by a tree and let go of all that pain and suffering. Let the earth can just snatch it up. Go out to the ocean. Go to the ancestors.
Yeah.
Let the sun, the sand, just pull that pain out of you and get yourself back and know that we're going to heal our people. See, and the Most High just put it in all of us. That's how come I'm on this quest, and I'm on this quest because if I don't help you, I can't help myself. I cannot help but to do my portion. So one of the structure of this work and you know, it has to go through levels. We're in the mix of typing, and we're in the mix of editing, and then it's of designing, and then it's now. So, you know, I'm on such a quest for the 19th.
Yes.
Well, whatsoever happens, it's going to be shared, and brothers, we're going to be healing, giving you healing tonics. The medicine women, holistic medicine, will be giving you free spiritual readings of your elements to show you where the blockages are, and giving you recommendations on what to do specifically to unblock yourself. We're also going to have that day three young men. We're going to have two panels. It's going to be a young man's panel, and these are young fathers who have wisdom to share, and they are the fathers of promise.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to also share the parts that was not as strong being fathers, the parts that need to be strengthened up, the challenges that they had to overcome and still overcoming. And because parenting is a lifelong journey. And then we're going to have another panel with the elder men. These are the wise panel, the wise men. And they're going to share some of their challenges, things they had to overcome, the healing and being grandfathers now, and what does that mean, and how did they survive, and what did they do to get to this place of fatherhood, their lives. So we have those two panels, and then we're honoring two people, well, three people on that day, one of which is Frederica Bay. Frederica Bay, she is being honored, and she's so happy to be a part, because she was one of the women that raised thousands and thousands of dollars for hundreds and hundreds of men to go out to the Million Man March, to go to Washington, the first march that the Million Men came together. And from that march, she was inspired to, she's a realtor, to get a building and dedicate that building, a nonprofit building, to the, it's called the Million Man March Building. So community services and programming and all, and education, schools, all that came out of that building, because she was inspired from the Million Man March.
Beautiful.
And she also, in her, she opened up her home, and I did, that was 20 years ago, I did a 21-day detox, and to her sister friends, we did a 21-day detox, and four workshops I did, and so she's very much into the wellness, and the wellness of our brothers. So we're going to honor her. And she has the largest real estate in all of New Jersey. And so she's has programming to help uplift our community. Then
beautiful.
I'm going to be honoring us as a collective, the Holistic Medicine Women, the Sacred Women, the Immigrant Green Practitioners. We're also honoring Bob Law. Bob Law, from his work for the Million Man March, and also he had me to go with him for several occasions. He would gather men in different pockets of the five boroughs of New York, and he would say, okay, come on with me. I need you to come and teach what you teach. We got to talk to the men. The men are in crisis. I said, okay.
Right.
It would be like that. He'd bring his wife out, and she'd bring her tonics out, and we just do that work.
That's
and so
it.
I wanted to honor him as well. And then one other person, Diana Farr, because when I was pregnant, I was in my 8th month of pregnancy when I opened up Heal Thyself Center 29 years ago. And she was with me in the faith walk. And I left my husband, the children's father, and I opened up a center in my 8th month. I cannot even imagine I was looking to the people at that time, but I was opening up wellness. And she was right there to my side and has been over these years, supporting me. And so I want to just, as my sister friend, on the path of people spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, I want to uplift her and her work. So that day, we will be doing a mass healing. That's what we're talking about, not one-on-one. You know, I know you, Blue, you do one-on-one work and you do group healing, because that's this show right now, this is a group healing, this is a mass healing.
Yeah.
So this is one of the ways we're doing it, and we're also going to do it that day. And that's going to spark us to not make it a day of healing, because you can't just stop at a day.
No.
You have to continue it as a way of life. So in the scroll, there are 7 parts. So I will just call out the 4 7 parts and a quote from the Persian Ruin Gear. The first one is that it's 21 parts of the anatomy of man that I'm looking at. And I am calling out those anatomical body members to call them back together. Because as one gets older, the knees leave and the back leaves. And then the prostate begins to wane and become impotent. And the memory begins to wane. That's deterioration. We're going to turn that around, and we're going to gather those members, and all the men are going to feel the members coming back and being recharged and not being a statistic of sickness, but being an image of complete wellness. So the first one is the I am a shining being, and I come forth from the limbs of the Most High. And that's the anatomy. That's what we're all going to be saying together. That's what we're all going to be saying together to source the men and to let them know that we, the men, are the embodiment of the Most High. And the Most High is within them and breathing breath and life in them. And
yeah.
So we will do our thousand lowest breath before the day is done. You know what I'm saying? When we do the thousand lowest breath, by the time we do,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
The final Nefertum, which is an androgynous vision of both masculine and feminine principle of illumination and of resurrection, of purity. And so we say, I am a shining being. That is our nature. Our men are not dogs. Our men are not hounds. Our men are not bitches. We're not going to call them out their name. We're going to call them that their rightful name and lift them up from that place as they purge and wash and become the fullness of who they are. And the second one is the zone therapy. One of the systems of, well, in my research, all holistic, everything that we call holistic is actually African natural lifestyle or African Nile Valley lifestyle, literally. Whenever someone does massage therapy, whether it be Reiki or Swedish massage, it's actually African natural lifestyle that they're doing. When one is doing incantations, prayers, affirmations, African natural lifestyle. When one is doing color therapy or vegetarian lifestyle or internal hygiene, colon therapy, it's all dated back to African natural lifestyle. These are lifestyles. These are ways in which to heal ourselves. And so one of the forms was through massage therapy of the feet, reflexology. And and that affirmation is, I am the knot within the olive tree. And the olive tree is one of the greatest healing trees. And the knot is that we have healing points. Actually, Supernova wants to say Hatep to our listening audience. My son just walked in.
Tell him Hatep. Peace and Hatep.
I want you to also repeat after me. Okay, greetings, sisters. Sister Blue, okay, this is what you repeat after me. Say, I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
I am a shining one.
I am a shining one.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Inglorious is my name.
Inglorious is my name.
Seer of millions of years is my name. The seer of millions of years is my name.
The seer of millions of years is my name.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I give thanks.
I give thanks.
All right, thank you so much. Holistic Medicine Man, Hip Hop Medicine Man.
Everyone is giving him shouts out in the chat room. Peace and shouts out to you, Supernova. We look forward to seeing you on the remix soon too.
Okay, I'll let him know. He just ran. They just did the training.
Okay.
So they're so hyped up. They jump in. Hugging. I said, I'm being interviewed. You can't kiss and hug me right now, but I guess it's all a part of man heal thyself. So I'm going to go with that, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So, and actually, that Ali's going to be presenting there. Ali the Great, my youngest son.
Peace and love, Brother Ali.
I was my wound in the beginning of the center that I opened up, Heal Thyself. And so he will be doing a piece called Daddy's Little Girl, which is very touching because so many of our fathers are not in the home with the children, and we want to get the fathers at least in the hearts of the children. We want the fathers active in the children's lives. And so this is a piece that will help us. And some fathers can't raise their children because the mothers are angry and they have isolated and separated. But what it does, it serves to destroy our community deeper. So it's like, I forgive you, will you forgive me? Can we heal each other? So in this zone, it's the metaphysics of disease. It says, arrange for me the ways May I renew myself. May I become strong. These are words of our ancestors. The herbal compounds that I will be recommending. I come into being from unformed matter. I grow in the form of plants. We literally are the plants. We are all of the elements. We're air, fire, water, earth. And so in order to heal ourselves, we have to go back to what we are made up of, which is nature. And then it's an old adage, affirmation, we all know, nature cures. And it's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so I give some cures, as we call nature cures, that one can just look at and begin to work on. Then you have your clay cure. In the beginning, the Most High gave to every people a cup of clay, and they drank their life. And this is Proverbs of the Digger Natives, Indians, it's called, from Turtle Island. And then there are antiquity affirmations. And each one of these nature cures, clay cures, herbal compounds, metaphysics of disease, body members, antiquity affirmations, I call them. These are all, there's 21 to bring forth the body members back into fullness. And this final one, it says, I speak that I wish to become strong, and it comes into being as I speak. And those who've read Sacred Woman, knowing the medicine of women and men, is when we speak a word, know that it's taking form. Know that it's taking form. When we actually think a thought, it begins to take form. So watch the thoughts that you think and the words that you speak. And our ancestors gave us words of power, of strengthening, to gather those members together. And so as studying the Puritan rule and reflecting in my own healing, because it's always your own healing, it's never something that is outside of you. It's always reflective of what's inside of you. And so in each of these body members, from the crown, top of your head, to your respiratory, to your thyroid, to your hands and feet and legs, there is an affirmation that will charge you to fortify you and build you back up. So if you feel like you are now of age where you cannot get any better now, all you're going to do is decline, that's not the truth.
Right.
I think about my mother because she's the one that I put a lot of hands on and accepted her in the way that she heals, but I added my portion in. And I remember my mother when she was 65 and she declined in health drastically. Her body caved in, her bones constricted and went inside, and her mind left. And I remember I have 9 aunts, and my brother, they basically told me to be quiet. And they said, we're going to take her down south, and we're going to take her down south. And I said, okay. So my little herbs and my baths and my juices and my clays and all my stuff, okay. And she wasn't ready for it either. But when she came back, my brother left her with my mother in the kitchen. He didn't say anything because it's pretty status quo. And so he just left in the kitchen, and she was still talking to herself a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And she was caved in. And I asked, and she looked at me, she said, will you help me? Very soft-spoken. And I said, I've been waiting. And I ran her a bath, and I made her, and I boiled the water in the kitchen, I took out the clay. I took out the nutrients. I started pumping her up. I took her to a soul sweat. I sweated her out. And I worked on her for 7 days straight. And she had a bath each day. My mother brags about it. She said, I've been taking a bath for the last 20 years, ever since my daughter put me into the tub. So she's been taking this bath, and my mother now takes dance classes. She walks every single day, a few miles. She's radiant. Everyone looks at her skin. So I'm just saying, she's 86 years old now. She got better with time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing people actually recover time, period. And because we are taking on simple ancient practices that our ancestors gave to us that we would never be without, and that when we were ready, that we would be able to find ourselves whole again. And I say this.
Yes.
Beautiful. I implore the hearts of men who are angry men, angry at your mothers, angry at your fathers, angry at your wives, angry at your children, angry at society, just angry. And so you find yourself in a chair, it's your chair in the house, and you sit in that chair and you die slow death. I say, open up your heart and know that it's a new day for you. And that the women, so many have let go of their anger to prepare for you. And so we reach a hand out and say this prayer in your behalf, that the heart palpitations and the disappointments and the letdown and the isolation and the loneliness, remember, this is what our ancestors says: I am pure of heart within a pure body. I exist in my heart. May my heart not be taken from me. Let it not be wounded. I know my heart. I have gained power over my heart. And so in the affirmation and in the touching of the zone points in your face and in your hands and in your feet and taking your bilberry horse on and your kinko and taking your water and lemon and packing the clay over your heart and drinking that clay. Simple.
Yeah.
There's a few things. Focus in for a season. Focus in for a week. Focus in for a day. And see how your life will change. And you will take yourself like clay. And you will mold yourself into wholeness. And we will help you and we will support you. And even if you feel no woman can help you, then you go inside yourself and you help yourself. You find that feminine, quiet spirit woman in you and have her help the masculine one in you, and you join forces and you nurture yourself into wholeness. You can do it. And so this brother called me up today. He was angry, and I calmed his spirit, and I told him, don't be angry at the other brother. He was not in his right mind. Have mercy on him. And he said, but I went out in the world when he's now 65. He says, I went out in the world when I was 14, and nobody took care of me, and I had to take care of myself, and I'm a man from the streets. I got my PhD from the streets. I got my BA from the streets, and I'm street wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And so I always had to fend for myself, and ain't nobody going to say, and he went on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sat with him. And I went into his heart like a surgeon, a psychic surgeon, a spirit surgeon.
Yeah.
And I looked for the mercy, because that little boy is still angry. That man who's 65 years old is carrying that anger from the time he was a little boy, from 7 to 10 to 12, to finally he got so full he ran out on the streets and just let the streets take care of him. He has been wounded ever since. His heart has been heavy because he told me, he says, I don't even like people. By the time we finished the conversation, I just sat back and had a little tea, and I was just letting him know how wonderful he is for the inventions that he has created. And he started to laugh a bit and be kinder in his spirit and have forgiveness for his brother. Because when you do forgive someone, actually, it's really a forgiving of yourself, because we create our own reality.
Yes. That's true. So true.
Our world. We created our world. That's why I said, City of Wellness, okay, let's get a new city. You don't like the city? Come on, let's change this. We got power. This melanin, we can't let this melanin go to waste. This melanin
That's
is
it.
Our gift. This is our gift that allows us to hear the voice of the Most High Supreme in us so loud and so clear. And if we began to really listen to that inner voice, we would have no more issues. We would have no more problems. We would have no more division. We would find a way to be unified. We will find the beauty in one, even if we cannot be with that one, we will see the beauty in them. So when we leave a relationship, we don't have to leave with all the scars and the wounds, because those wounds become a cancer, and it will eat up. The cancer is not a physical. The cancer always starts spiritual, mental, emotional. And then we eat the food of the frequency of the cancer, the flesh, the fried, the fast, the processed, the microwave, genetically engineered foods. Death creates more death, and it reflects the state of consciousness. So as we begin to do our prayers, we begin to detox also from the unnatural lifestyle that feeds us and keeps us into a state of imprisonment. We're going to open up the gates of our own bodies, and we're going to fly out of this sickness. And we're going to transcend this madness of this world. And as the primary healers of the whole planet will shift.
Yes.
So when we get the women are up. We're up for it. We're in the front line.
Yes.
Yes, and when we get our men up now, you know, now they're begging, please somebody, okay, I'm not ready, I'm ready, okay. Yeah. Talk to me. One brother came up to me, I was at the festival, we have a big African festival every year, and I was there for just an hour and a half, just setting up the table, and he came through, he said, Queen of Four, I have the book Sacred Woman, and I didn't buy it for anybody else but myself. That was the first one. Most times they'll say, I brought it for my mother, I brought it for my daughter, I brought it for my wife, you know. He said, I brought it for myself. And I follow, and I found that it helps me. I follow the path of my aunt, balance, truth, and righteousness, and harmony. I follow into Tehudi, which is the word, and word is medicine, Hekau. And I'm rebirthing myself, even through new is our womb universal mother, isn't she? I said, yes indeed.
Yes.
And then he said, and I'm following the path of Nefertum, the lotus man and woman you speak of. I'm following that path. Isn't that right and exact? I said exact and right. So the book was written for women, but it's for men. Because in every woman, she's carrying a man inside of her too.
That's right.
It's all about putting that balance.
Yes. Very good.
So we can relate, and we're becoming one. So the Most High just using me because I shied away from this position fully. You know, I can talk to a whole family of women and men, but then you tell me I'm supposed to speak to men. But see, the women are going to be this, I'm good. We're going to be like the FOI. The best women are going to be sitting up in the front. You got the security up there, and you got the sisters ushering them in the wellness, and we got the tonics going every hour, and we got Kachi L, the master maestro musician, going to be playing those celestial tones. That's going to raise frequency and get us charged up. Oh, we have all the elements, the colors, the shapes, the feelings, the smells, the frankincense, everything to create an environment. This is our new hospital. This is our new mental ward. We ain't got to go there anymore.
Right.
We can actually create it in our own homes. So that's a part of the legacy, is to teach how do we create this wellness in our homes. How do we wake up the women and the men that everybody wants to heal? Because it's something when you tell people to heal, they don't want to heal.
Right. It's so true.
And they don't hear what you're saying. I found myself pleading one time with a group of women. I said, now, if you cannot, I said, well, who's going to take the full four-week training? And about 70% of the women raised their hand. They're going to take that. It was womb yoga dance. And I said, great, because we're going to do some work on getting rid of those fibroid tumors and anxiety and some of the emotional baggage that we're carrying. And the other percentage that didn't raise their hand, I said, well, I was almost on the plea, but I said, well, don't you? I'm hearing that y'all have some challenges. I think everybody needs this. And I said, well, you know what? I had to get the divine detachment. I got relaxed. I started to breathe. I said, you know what? Everyone is where they are. Give praise and thanks. I went back into my center. And then I said that if you're not ready, does everyone have someone in their family that needs help, a friend that has a womb issue? They all raise their hand. Well, just put her in your seat. Because one day you're going to need help, and she would have taken the journey, and she'll be able to support you. So This is not a begging call out. This is just a call out. The Most High Supreme, the whole planet is in a shift. And
yeah.
I wrote about it in Sacred and Heal Thyself when I and in that original little green book, I had a glass of green juice in front of the United Nations of all the flags. And I was really, that was me saying, it was a cry out for global healing. And it was to say that the elements are talking to us.
Yeah.
The hurricanes, the tornadoes, the mm-hmm. earth is cracking open, the waters are rising. And it's because of the people. We are made up of the elements, air, water, earth. If we can heal ourselves and calm our inner waters and our inner fires and harmonize ourselves, the earth would reflect as above, so below, as within, so out. It's all one. So these elements are just speaking us. They're speaking out how deep we're crying. A brother came to my door just yesterday, 2 days ago, and I said, how can I help you? He sat down. I gave him some tea. He started. I said, what is going on? He just began to weep. I said, how can I? He had to weep for 30 minutes. He just had to really come by so he could weep.
Right.
He said, I haven't cried in so long. It's like he was dry. He couldn't cry. He didn't know where to cry when somebody was going to judge him harsh. Because our men are told, you know, be tough, be strong, be a man, stop all that crying. And I say, go ahead and cry and get your life back. Either better cry than murder somebody, better cry than beat up a woman, better cry than rape somebody, better cry than
listen. Right.
Better cry than curse yourself. So, you know, you let that venom, let it become liquid, let it become water. You fast, you pray, and you've let that floodgate, and you go ahead and cry. But for me, when a brother comes and sits down and starts weeping and wailing, that lets me know real clear, just in case I don't get it, I better be there on the 19th, and I better do my portion. Because if it's that much pain, then we as the medicine women, we as those healers, we have a lot of work to do, and we're up for it. We have been working and toiling on ourselves. We have been processing our own issues because, you know, a healer has to go through some stuff. You know, you don't become a healer just because you felt like it was an interesting workshop and you just wanted to help somebody. You became a healer because you had to heal yourself from something. You know, and I started this when I was 17 because I was extremely sick. And I'm so glad I was extremely sick because I'm real vigilant about wellness. I had my chronic asthma where I thought every moment would be my last breath, and I prayed when the sun would come up because of suffering all through the night would be the case. And I would prop those pillows up, and I would wheeze throughout the night. And I knew if I lay down, my lungs would just collapse. And I was already on the meds, and I was at the same time taking teas. I was a mess. And I had eczema from head to toe. I would break out of any season. It wasn't about spring and the pollen. I was that toxic in my blood. Nobody knew. I went to the top physician. He didn't know how to heal me. He didn't know what to do with me. And then I had the hay fever. If I went near a blade of grass, anything natural, I'm scratching till my skin would bleed. And then I had arthritis, aches, and pains. This is somebody 17 years old. But I was sick from 7 to 17. Every so many years, another sickness would pile up. And I'd have headaches that would go for hours, and I would sleep for 12 and 15 hours and wake up still tired and want to go back to sleep. That was depression. And then I had my menstrual flow that had me bedridden every month, and I was chronically constipated. I'm so grateful. Because that's the reason why I won't fall off no matter what. If everything falls from me, I will not let this healing fall from me. Because it has saved my life, because I don't have those issues. It only took 42 days, 221-day periods to actually get rid of all of that. And, of course, I have to stay on, otherwise stuff can come back. It will come back and knock on your door like it never went. And when it come back a second time, our ancestors said, may we not die a second death. And when it comes back a second time, it comes with a vengeance. It's even stronger because you're clearer and the message becomes louder. So this healing is really to save us from total wipeout as a people. When we were stolen as a people, it was just to work this land, and now there's no need. So if we don't see value in our wellness, if we don't see that this is a complete, absolute necessity, I was working last week, and a sister called me up. She's a civil rights leader, and she says, I put your name in a circle because 300 brothers, and I've forgotten that until this moment, she said 300 brothers came to find work in construction. It was like a whole new program that opened up, and it was going to keep them employed for 15 years. And out of the 300, I think maybe four or five or six men got the job. And she said because they had alcohol, drugs in their urine. She said they should have had your Master Herbal. They should have had your Green Life. So she said, I put that into a pool of doctors and nurses so that if they have patients that need help, they need to connect with you. She said, your time has come, Queen of Four. I know people don't understand some of this stuff, but, you know, things have gotten so bad, they start to understand when you talk about heal thyself. They're starting to understand sacred woman, what that really means. They're starting to understand the city of wellness. If you want to heal a city, you got to heal the people. They're going to soon come to understand overcoming the angry vagina, journey to womb wellness, because that's the bottom line. You don't have a womb, you're not bringing no more life in. But you can bring life in from your heart, from your mind. But you're not bringing no more people in. What does that say? And hysterectomies are becoming our norm for black women. A slight bleeding, 5-7 days. Oh, why don't you go and get a hysterectomy? In that, you don't have to go through that. Oh, you have one child? Well, then, you know, take that out. It's like somebody take your arm off because your arm hurts. Don't heal your arm. But if you don't know how, you're out there. So, you know, I guess this is my night to have a conversation of some of the journey. People have been starting to ask me questions like, what makes you tick? I'll tell them the books. I go back to the books. I said, read the books, you know, do this, follow that. And they said, no, what makes you keep on this path? Why you keep doing this? No matter, because even when people come up and they'll see me years later, they say, wow, are you still doing it? That's like a running sentence. You still doing this? I said, this is my purpose. I came here to do this. We all came here to do something great. We all have a purpose. Yes. And you got to find that purpose. And don't you let that purpose die. In overcoming in the fourth portal, that is about purpose. And the affirmation that comes out of that is Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajeo. God's work is indestructible, which means that no matter what has happened in your life, you're indestructible. According to our oldest ancestors of us all being by our nature, Nefertum, blossoms, lotuses, men and women, out of the mud of challenge, pain, and strife, we can be washed through the waters and come up to the top of that water and face the sun, and that shine of light and sun will shine upon us, that we must live who we are and why we came here. It may be a struggle because it's like having a baby, and it takes something to bring baby's life vision through. But go ahead and do it anyhow. Because when people ask me, well, Queen, you have time, I said, it's all about you. That's what I tell them. They call me up and say, well, I don't want you to take up too much of your time. I say, well, I'm on here because of you. So I came on planet Earth to help you, so it's all about you. And it's all about me, too, because I'm you. And if I help you, then I'm being blessed right here and now. And if I heal myself, I'm can help you, and you can help me, and maybe you'll help my daughter and my sons when I'm not there. You know, our circle of wellness, it can spread. Just like disease was injected in our people in the 80s. You know, drugs poured in our community, crack and cocaine and heroin poured in. Easy got in here easy. And AIDS was injected in our community. But our time has come. And our immune systems are getting stronger. And see, I was waiting for this time, I believe. I spoke to Diana Fart yesterday, and she interviewed me on her blog talk. And we talked about just what we're talking about now. And she asked me, she said, you know, Queen, sometime, we did something at the United Nations last year. I was to represent, and I had 5 minutes. Everyone had 15 minutes. I had five because I was the last one, and I got the last drips. So I had to go in quick and say whatever the mission was. And so she said, this voice came through you, this other spirit. And she called it like the ministry, and I said, "Are you aware of it?" That she asked me earlier that day. I said, "I'm aware of it." And I said, "When it comes through, when the spirit comes through, I go with it. I ride with it. I wait for it." And it's almost like a jazz musician. They take a horn, and they put their lips to it, and they start to play, and the spirit gets them, and then they play. They said, "Wow, that was something else." Because the spirit got them, and they was riding on that wave of that frequency of that melanin charge. And I said, I remember when I was younger, you know, as a healer, I used to whisper in my 20s. So older people used to come and see me, and like they were like, you know, you can really help me. I don't know if you can really help me. You're like a little girl. And so I would say, well, here's the juice and here's your tea, and you know, I was a corn therapist at the time. And I'm whispering, and said, what did you say? Speak up, girl. Like, all right. I got to get loud. I got to get strong. I'm a healer. and then now, you know, last month I spoke at the same place. I'm going to speak on the 19th. And I'm just going to do my little part. And something in me had the men stand up to talk to the women, and something else in me, that's the spirit, here it go, had the women stand up and had them talking and love and forgiveness. And then a brother told my son the next day, he said, did you know that your mother married us? She married the whole community? Yes. Beautiful. I said, that's how he took that? That's what I did. The Most High gives it to us.
Yes.
All of us.
Wow. Yeah. We are live, everyone, speaking with, and I'm getting all of you guys' notes here. Everyone is just loving the conversation tonight, Queen, and listening to the words that you share. I love listening to you, having an opportunity to study with you, and really just kind of continue on this walk with you as well. Just very beautiful and very powerful. I do want to open up the phone lines to take some calls. So for those of you that are out there, I'm trying to get my board together over here. Just so much energy and so much power tonight. I'm sure they can't just stand it. But all is well on this end. We will be taking calls, and there we go. You just speak it, and it happens. See how easy that was? So now everything is back to normal. I think this is a great time to open up, to take some calls. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you have a question for Queen Afua, and we're live. We're going to go to the first caller because I believe they're calling in from an international number. So I'll start with giving some of the number, 442. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's calling, please?
This is Femi from London.
Okay, greetings to you.
Greetings.
Yeah, greetings. I've for the first time when I surfed on the YouTube, I came across Bob Hemmings. You know, I'm going away a little bit, but I'm going to ask Queen Afua some couple of questions as well. So that's when I came to know your program. Right, I believe I'm speaking to Mrs. Blue. Is it Mrs. Blue?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You were leaving your email address for us to get in touch with you. And anything you said, at least if we needed some information in regards to Bob Hemmett, that we should contact you on that. Right. You were spelling your, I think you spelled, was it to contact you at Blue Raspberry?
Well, that might have been, you might have listened to an old program, but let me do two things here. Let me give you Brother Bob Hemmett's phone number, and I'll give you my contact. And so Brother Bobby's phone number is 678-358-1055. Yes, that's for Brother Bobby Hemmett. And for me, it's going to be question, just like you ask a question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, not the word 4, the number 4, blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, at gmail.com. Yes.
So, say that again. You said question?
Yes, the number 4.
Question 4, right?
Right, blue.
Blue.
At gmail.com.
Okay, so question 4 at gmail.com.
Question 4 blue at gmail.com.
Question 4 blue at gmail.com. Yeah. Thank you so much. Queen Afuad, I'm hearing you for the first time. You know, I thought it was Bob Hemmett that was going to come on. You know, but I'm very, very drawn to what you have said about healing, right? I'm, you know, a Yoruba person. I'm, you know, from the Yoruba tribe in Nigeria.
Yes.
You know, I've lived. I did live in the States. I have my older son, you know, in the States. But I came back to England back in 2003. You know. How does one get some of your affirmation? That's one thing, because you had some affirmation for the brothers. The very first one, the affirmation you gave, which seems very good, like healing my eyes and things like that.
Yes.
And then you said something about the birthday. If one is born on the 17th, you know, I mean, yours, you said, is on the 13th of August, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. And you said, if one is born on the 17th, what's the significance of that, 17th of July?
I'm not a numerologist, but I know that the 17th is blessed. Marcus Garvey is born on the 17th of August. But also, the 7 and 1, that's 8. So 15. That's a power number of prosperity.
Yes.
I also, you can reach out to, actually, on the web through Numbers and You. Lloyd Strayhorn is a great friend of myself, and Dinah Farr, that's his expertise, numbers. So reach out to him. He'll communicate with you.
Okay. But that's aside, I'm very, very much interested in your affirmation, the one for brothers, because I think a couple of days ago, I think because the sun came out here so much in England, and because they've been talking about this healing, we don't get that much sun here in England, and sometimes it does affect you as a black person.
It does.
You know, and because it came out, it was like a rush. So I went out, you know, just looked and you know, was in it for a long time, and also stared, you know.
Mm.
But for some reason or the other, I had, you know, like when you stare, then you sort of like look away and you're looking at things, then it becomes a bit blurry, you know. So I didn't know what that was, you know, but it's been with me for the past 2-3 days now. So
what has been with you for the past few days?
The main thing is, you know, when you look at the sun?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when you're not supposed to anyway, you know. I looked away, and when you look at things around you, you get this sort of like shadow. maybe it's your I think it's the retina or the rod in the eye trying to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, well, because I think I looked at it for long, thinking, some energy I was going to get, and after that, I had normally when I look around, I would my eye will adjust and I'll be able to see things. But 2-3 days ago, when I looked at it, and I did look at it for a long time, and when I looked away now and, looked at other things, they became a bit shadowy for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Then I started seeing, my eye adjusted. But
yes.
The main thing is I had a tiny blur,
Okay. Well,
so
I can give some recommendations. But one thing is, yes, we do need the sun light.
Yes.
As a melanin charged people. So
yes.
During the time that you're not having the sun that strong there, then you should take greens, because green through photosynthesis, that is actually the sun. You're eating sunlight whenever you have green, and you have to need green, live greens, vegetables, juice them. I have a formula called Green Life, which is a supplement to restore and to rejuvenate. But taking any form of vegetables, if they're organic particularly, then that melanin is charged, and the sun that the body needs, it will be taken in on a regular basis, so you don't go through sun starvation, because that's what you went through. You've been going through sun starvation, so when you get the sun, you go to extreme. It's like someone who's not eating for a long time, and then when they do eat, they gorge, and then they hurt themselves. So how to restore the eyes, I have another form. A lot of my clients are from London. They order their products, and I spend quite a bit of time there. There's a rejuvenation clay that can help you. It has zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium you can put over the eyes. So in the meantime, get yourself whatever greens you get your hands on. There's health food stores or organic markets, and juice yourself greens. Eat the greens.
Don't have a juice
to blend it and drink it down on a daily basis, and the eyes will start coming back.
You said a lot of juices?
Green juice. For example, you can get broccoli, some kale, some chard, dark greens.
I sort of like react to not the broccoli that they do here, but we have our own traditional,
whatever the greens are, it's all the same.
Yeah.
It does the same.
It comes from, sometimes they bring it from Egypt,
Huh.
And we have our own.
We have one thing in common. That's chlorophyll. And the body's deficient of chlorophyll. That's why you went to the extreme of taking in so much sun in that way, because you was in starvation mode. So the green will help to put you into balance. And so you won't have that experience again.
Yeah, one of the other things that also pushed me again to take it, because even when the sun comes out, you get a lot of these lines. I think it's called chemtrail, which sort of like makes you, a bit sick. They put it in the air so that sort of like covers, the sun, and then before you know it, everything just gets dark and it's like it looks as if it wants to rain,
Mm-hmm.
And they done that most of the time. So I guess when it came like that, it was just a rush for me to, let me get what I can before, they take it away again, right? So what I'll do is I have your email address, as Mrs. Blue has put it, which is, I think it's
www.queenafua.com. Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can see I've been paying good attention. And then I think it's...
Beautiful.
And I think you said something about the healing on June 19th, where people should wherever they are, to leave their door open.
I am working diligently to get this chart out to you, because what I've done is I've created compounds. So for your eyes, for example, you can have, I'm pulling up the chart right now.
Yeah.
You can have the bilberry and the eyebright, too, that you can get from health food store. And you boil 3 cups of water and put in 3 teaspoons of the tea in. And let that steep for at least 2 hours or overnight. And then you strain it and you drink it down. So that will help to balance out your vision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then do you have anything for when someone is a sickle cell, you know, like SS, you know, because up till now they still haven't found a cure for SS. And, you know, when you have a son who is SS, you know, how, you know, because you don't want to expose them to this prophylactic penicillin, which they now give to them.
Right. So you're talking about healing the cells.
Yeah, he's
you have to heal the cells. And so the cells can become weak and deformed. So that's through green living. Watch out what the child, I want you to, for 7 days, is to write down everything that your child eats. And you might discover that 50% or more of what the child is eating, your son is eating, is not serving the health and the well-being.
Any fast
foods, any fried foods, any microwave foods, any foods with sugar, any flesh foods, late night eating, poor food combination, eating and drinking the same. I mean, the list goes on. That's why I wrote the book. So I have actually a section for children in Heal Thyself for helping them and boosting up their systems. I also have a chart for children. It's their lunches and how they, you know, I have a children's chart so they can also find their health and be able to boost up their systems just like the adults.
Yeah, is that for children with particularly sickle cell, SS?
It's you know what? It's two things that I have found that are common in disease.
Yeah.
One is debilitation. Most people are malnourished. And if you don't get what your body requires, then the body will begin to deteriorate automatically.
Yes.
And the other thing is toxicity. If the body is toxic through the air, through the water, through the weak topsoil, if the body is toxic, then the body will deteriorate as well. So we call them different diseases according to where it is in the body. That's how we can identify. But really it's all the same. It's debilitation. That's what the sickness is, debilitation. So I'm saying nutricize the body with what it needs, the vitamins, the minerals, the green foods, the green plants. Your body is talking to you. If you were to even take that one of the few things I've given you and just put it into practice for 21 days, that's why I wrote the chart. I wrote the chart. I was trying to write a book. Man, heal thyself. Spirit wouldn't let me write a book because, you know, if I wrote a book, it would take a few years. And by the time I look up, there'd be a whole new world. I would have missed something. So the Spirit said, no, you're going to do this chart. It's going to be bottom line. Do this, this, and this. Men don't want to have a whole bunch of stuff. But if you can get one or two, three or four things in, get with that, live with that, move with that, then add another thing in. Women, we could take 500 pages from Sacred Woman's book and feel like, yes, but I don't have to go through all of that. Just one little thing. And I will say for you, you need the same thing your son needs. He's not getting enough sunlight as well. But the sunlight, green food.
So if he takes the
green food, and the green juices and the green light formula, you will see a complete shift in the whole family. Your wife.
We give him I'm sorry, sir. We give him this juice. It's called black currant and apple. You know, organic juice. You know, which he drinks. Then he's still breastfeeding. I mean, he's 2 years plus. He was two in May.
Okay, May, so mother's May. Milk has got to be pumped up.
No. No, no, he socks. He still socks from the mom.
That's what I'm saying. The mother also has to energize her body because
okay.
breastfeeding. Her milk needs to be charged. She needs to be charged. So yes, as I'm saying, I got it. Mother, father, and child, all working with that chlorophyll, those green foods, that live plants. Those live plants is what's going to help to feed the family.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens do you get your number? Do you give your number on the air, or do we have to go through?
On the website, you can actually go to www.queenofua.com, and the information will be available there. Yeah, so that you can continue. Because if, you know, like Queen said, definitely it's something for the whole family. Whenever you have a situation like that, to really nurture the mother and nurture the child, cut down on the mucus, and really keeping that out of the body and keeping the body balanced. But, yeah, definitely contact Queen Afua on the website. Lots of information there and also ways that you can stay connected. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Miss Blue, before you go, is when is Bob Hammett coming on your show again?
Brother Bobby Hammett will be on next week, Friday night.
Okay. Is he really, does he have, he should have strong connections with the Yoruba people, you know?
Well, you can definitely address those questions when Brother Bobby Hammett comes on and ask him. Who can tell you better than him himself? Who would want to tell you better? Yes. So beautiful. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Yes.
Okay. And peace and blessings to you, Queen Afua. And may you continue to have continued grace and strength in what you do.
Grace and strength in what you do as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Bye, Queen. Miss Blue.
All right. Peace to you. All right. We're going to continue on. What a beautiful call. 646-652-2711. If you have a question for Queen Afua. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 858. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Sister Blue. This is Estelle from San Diego, California.
Oh, greetings to you. Peace and blessings. Good to hear your voice. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. And Queen Afua, I got to see you briefly when you came to the World Beat Center here.
Well, thank you. It was wonderful being there with you.
Yes, I had a question and just maybe any insight you have on thyroidism. Hypothyroidism is what I have. And I noticed them saying that is kind of something some women are struggling with. And they give you these synthetic drugs like Levothyroid and stuff. Do you have, first, any understanding of what is causing this, other than they said people should be wearing the collar when they get their x-rays? Or is this just something because of diet, health? What would stop the thyroid from producing the correct amount of hormones? If you have any information on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Well, what you do definitely need is seaweeds. Seaweeds help to feed the thyroid. And so we're talking about dulse, kelp, nori as seaweeds. And also the thyroid is active, overactive or underactive. It's really it's usually congestion. Our bodies can cover layers and layers of mucus. And so the throat starts to get engorged and enlarged. It may have started off as a respiratory issue, and over time the congestion now moves up into the throat. So those layers of congestion impede the thyroid from functioning healthy. So what can help to break that up? One is feeding it with seaweeds, with wheatgrass, with spirulina, with the algae, but then also softening it up so that it can be reduced if it's enlarged through your mullein tea, through your eucalyptus tea, through your clay packs, your clay wraps over the throat, which has zinc and potassium and calcium, magnesium in it. And so those, and then also something like inversion. Inversion is like basic exercise that will allow that congestion to flush out and also give it more oxygen. Most of these also is a lack of oxygen. So check what you're taking in your diet and start to remove the things that would irritate the throat. dairy irritates the throat.
Okay.
White flour products irritate the throat.
Okay.
Fried foods irritate the throat. Sugar depletes the nutrition from the throat. So just kind of be, just to a scan of what kind of things you're putting in the body, because it's settling in your throat. And that can also be stopped the minute you stop putting those investments in and start to move into a green path. Start to move into the healthier whole foods, your salads and your live juices and your herb teas that I mentioned and your clay packs. So it's a lifestyle and your throat can come back to normal. You'll need a season, though. You need a season of focused work on building up, building up.
Yeah. A lot of times, too, with the when it comes to the thyroid, it comes with a certain age, a certain women coming into a certain age, and the hormone balance that has a lot to do with it. I know iodine, foods with, like Queen was saying, with iodine, really can help to balance that out in a holistic way. So iodine supplements are excellent, too, for helping that as well. I don't know if that's something you explored. And then, of course, you know, just whenever, when we think about the throat, it is the center of communication and really being able to express that in an authentic way and really express that and really speaking our truth also helps to open up that energy center. So through body language, how we treat ourselves, how we communicate with others, and how others communicate with us has a lot to do with that when we begin to look at it sort of on the metaphysical side of where these things begin to birth themselves.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Blue and Queen Afua.
Blessings
to both of you.
Peace and blessings. Thanks for calling in. We're going to continue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question for Queen Afua, please press 1 when you're on the phone line. See lots of callers there. We're going to continue to get to the callers. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue and Queen Afua. This is Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings.
Hello, Queen Afua. I want to tell you, I didn't get to speak with you, but I spoke to one of your representatives or whatever, and she had spoke to me or whatever, and I guess she saw something in me where she could be real straightforward. And I don't remember her name, but I'm going to thank you, because she, like, it was, I got upset, and then I said, well, let me listen, you know, to her and see what she really talking about. And I did it, and I just want to thank you. I think it really saved my life, and it healed me, and I just want to thank you. And thank you, Ms. Blue, for letting me say that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Beautiful, beautiful.
Lovely,
make sure
lovely.
You reach out to Queen Afua, send her an email, let her know who you are. Peace and blessings.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam. Bless your heart, bless your life, bless your past.
All right, we're going to continue. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 843. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Bretta calling from South Carolina.
Greetings.
Hi. Hi, Queen Afua.
Hi, my beloved.
Hi, Ma Blue.
Greetings to you.
I actually have two questions. I'm currently doing research for my master's thesis, and it's on what I call holistic psychiatry, and it's going to be a marriage between European the DSM manual that they use to diagnose mental illness and the holistic community. And this has actually been very therapeutic for myself. So one of my first questions is, Queen Afua, do you actually keep any stats on, you know, which medications work better? I'm sorry, which herbs? I got to get into the right realm. I'm sorry. On which herbs actually work best for which diagnoses and what the results are? Is my first question. And the second question is, in terms of mental health, a lot of times they say it's chemical imbalances or whatever in the brain. So I'm curious to know which chemicals could they possibly be talking about, because most of them can't explain it themselves.
Okay. Well, I did a research project with Dr. Bernadette Sheridan about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And that was, we funded it ourselves. We both, she gave her clinic, There were 5 nurses that donated their time and energy. And there's 27 men and women that went through 12 weeks with us. So
okay.
We were not supported by funding. So it was a very limited research project. But that was
uh-huh.
the first one that we did. And in the future, I believe we'll get more support and it won't have to be a hardship for those who gave that time and still have their jobs to do. So
uh-huh.
they went through taking all of the formulas. And my form is it's a green light nutritional form of to rebuild tissues and cells. It's the master herbal form of 13 herbs to detoxify the body and all the body organs. And it
uh-huh.
is the way to for the bones and the joints to restore the skeletal structure. And then it's the breath of life to clear out ear, eye, nose congestion. With that, we were using food as medicine from 7 kitchens of consciousness based on the city of wellness. From the raw foods to the emerald green foods to the fast, some fasting, therapeutic fasting. And so that was all a part of the food intake. And then they worked as a team, so it wasn't just they felt isolated. Every week we would come together physically or we would come together through teleconference. So in that process, most everyone who had high blood pressure went to normal. And one of the persons who was a chronic diabetic was able to get rid of diabetes in the second 21-day cycle. And then someone else who had just came out of emergency and from chronic asthma for years was able to break that cycle by the third 21-day cycle. So this has been documented. And at some point I'm going to put that out in our own journal. It's not enough to say that it's an actual research project, because a research project would have been thousands of people had to go through it, and it would have been isolated, maybe just one formula, and then you have your group that doesn't take it, and they compare notes. So that's another level, and that's another finance. And one thing
uh-huh.
that's going in our communities, we're not financing research. So that was my first effort of financing the research, because I had to finance it. And,
uh-huh.
and what everyone did is they got their blood work done. That was there, but they had insurance. So that was my effort, and that took several years to even get that, on board. Now, what I do in terms of my clientele when they come in to see me, I have them. They would most people come and see me. By the time they see me, they've already been to the doctor a few times. They've had a few surgeries. They're
right.
having various levels of medication. They're coming
uh-huh.
to me out of desperation. They don't
right.
want to have another surgery. They don't want to have a hysterectomy. They don't want to keep going in a particular pattern. So
right.
I say, tell me. Oh, so what I do is I gather from their gathering. I gather their history. They tell me, oh, I've had, this is my medication. This is how long I've been on it. These are my different issues. The average person comes to see me has 10 to 20 health issues. I ask 103 questions. Out of that, several of those issues show up. I also then do an energy reading. And I do it through radionics. I check the 5 elements to see which elements are blocked. And from that information, with me looking at them and hearing the tones of their voice and seeing how they're carrying themselves, body language, all of that gives me information. And from there, I give them a lifestyle to follow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that is how I work with my clientele. Now, in terms of the brain, any part of the body, so this is how I work. I work on back to the two. Most organs that are weakened is because of malnourishment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fast food generation. This fast food generation is heavy on a lot of empty calories. You're taking in something, and it has a weight to it, but it has no value to it. And
mm-hmm.
so in something that has no value, it actually strips your nutrition out of your body. So we're taking foods that strip the nutrition out of our brain cells, out of our tissues, out of our nervous system. And so
uh-huh.
that's the breaking down process. So if one brain, if their memory is starting to wane, then they need more energy in the brain. They need more oxygen in the brain. They need foods that have oxygen in them. And so the brain foods would be your spirulina, the wheatgrass, the gota cola, the kinko, then the exercises for inversion and your breathing exercises. All these are the different ways in which we can begin to restore the brain cells. This is how I work.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you. I'm just full in more ways than one. I'm done.
Thank you
so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you
so much for calling in. All right, everyone, we are still open for calls. So if you have a question for Queen Afua, 646-652-2711 is the number to call as we continue. Queen Afua, I know a lot of people are still asking about the event that's going on Father's Day again in New York. So if you could, please for me, give that information out so that we can have the contact number again and how people can also be involved.
All right. You should see my world here. I'm, like, ready for anything. I have a cookbook out.
Yes,
I feel
yes.
like an airplane or pilot right about now. So let me just pull this card up. All right. It's the 19th. Come on out in your home, wherever you are in the world. It's a vibration that's going out. And this is for Father's Day, for the Family Healing, National Black Theater at 2033 Fifth Avenue. Between 125th and 126th Street up in Harlem, New York, June the 19th. Come by way of plane, come by way of boat, come by way of bus, come by way of bike, come by way of prayer. Just come on that day and let's get with this healing. One of the things we're going to look at is our legs and our feet for the men. And this is a prayer that says, I have gained power over my feet. May I stretch my feet. May I become strong. May my legs rise up for myself. As men get older, their legs begin to expand, their knees begin to expand, their legs begin to hurt. At the time they reach 45 or so, they may be picking up a cane and walking at a slower pace. And that's because the circulation is so impacted and so sluggish. And from the foods and the thoughts and the emotions and feeling that they cannot go move forward, because really it's about an internal movement, feeling stifled, feeling like they had prayers and they had visions and they were not able to manifest it. It may take you a while to manifest your vision and your dream. And just at the time when you're then you can do it for those who are up in age and they're 50, 60, 70 or so, and they say, well, it's too late, I'm over the hill. You're never over. You can overcome.
Right.
And you can lift up, but you're never over the hill, because with age you get wisdom and knowledge. So with your wisdom and knowledge, all you have to do is have a healthy body to go forth with that. So in our affirmations of gaining the power over the legs, over the moving forward, over the coming out of a stagnated position in life, over feeling like I didn't get it when I wanted to get it, but you was getting some wisdom and knowledge. So, yes, this is your time to go forward, to unbind those legs, unbind those feet, and know that you have power to go and fetch what you are to take in this world. Everyone is supposed to receive their own blessing. That's your gift, and you got to live it through. So for those who are trying to help themselves, take your ginger tea, take your corn silk and your bladder rack. Get the swelling down. Wrap your legs in the clay. Take your golden seal. Purify the bloodstream. Massage your legs. These are ways in which you can begin to get your power back. And if your feet, as one gets older, their feet begin to deteriorate, it's actually the body. The feet is the map of the body. So from the big toe representing the brain to the padding representing the heart and the lungs, to the heel, if it's hard and crusty, that's your legs. To the ankles that are swelling, that's the prostate. We need some healing. So you can take your olive oil and your castor oil or your almond oil and begin to massage those feet, and you're actually massaging your entire system at one time. We're also going to we're going to serve that day a tea. It's my formula. It's a men's herbal formula. And that tea is for the prostate. So for impotency, for enlarged glands, for ejaculation blockage, saw pimento berries, burdock, dandelion, I'm talking about the herbs, your jembe, alfalfa, make that into a tea. Order your men's herbal formula. Take your cranberries, your blueberries, your raspberries, your strawberries, blend that up, and you could put that in apple juice with just as it is on some green light. Get the blood clean.
Yes.
Get that colon flushed out, because the colon is really the impaction of your life, of a lot of issues of that you're carrying inside of you, a lot of hurt and feeling overwhelmed. And that colon, if it's prolapsed, it presses down on the prostate, causing blockage. So for the prostate, we say, I am purified on this day of my birth. The 19th, let that be your birthday. Let that be your birth, your rebirth day. Let that be a day where you actually are rebirthing yourself into your youth, into your vitality. Yes, you can get your youth back. It's not really age. It's just a lack of care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lack of care. You can come back. And one of the affirmations is for numbing of heat of hands and feet. That's like a pre-stroke level. This is an affirmation. My enemy is given to the fire. And who is the enemy? All the things of Isfit, all the things of confused living, confused life, adverse tones, words, energies that you've carried in that needs to be burned away. I've created what's called a concept called the soul sweat, and it's in a chapter in Heal Thyself book. And create your own sweat. Go to the bathhouse, go to a steam place, and sweat that stuff out. Drink your teas and drink that cranberry juice that's going to break up all the congestion in the arteries. For the numbing, take the kinko and the red clover and the dandelion and affirm it over and over again, my enemy is given to the fire. Burn it away. You say, well, I don't know where to go to sweat. Then take a hot bath.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have high blood pressure, put some Epsom salt, dead sea salt in the tub and massage that stuff out of you and let that go. Make yourself some ginger tea. Drink a cup of ginger tea for circulation. Put a cup of ginger tea in the bath and begin to massage yourself. These are basic techniques, from an affirmation to coming out of that stagnated state to taking those tonics to wrapping the body up. This is nature's way of doing surgery, and it's painless, and you don't have to open up the body to do it, but it will go in the body, and it will soften that hard mass, and it can flow out of your system. When you start to detox, don't be afraid of your detox. Some of it's going to come out. Talk about it on that day. Will come out through the nose. Some of the waste will come out through the mouth.
Yeah.
Some of the waste will come out through the anus, the anal area. Some will come out through your pores. But it has to pass out, and that's nature's way of gently and lovingly flushing you and restoring those inner bodies, all the body systems.
Beautiful, beautiful. We are live, everyone, with Queen Afua, and someone in the chat room is asking, which book do you suggest first? Well, I'll say this. I say get them all if you can, but Queen Afua, is there one that you would suggest first for someone?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would suggest this book is the first book written in, which is Heal Thyself for Health and Longevity. Because I call that basic training.
Yeah.
It lays out how to set up your home for wellness, how to prepare your body to take on the journey of wellness. I have some basic nature cures. So if you say, okay, I just want to do some spot, I call holistic spot shopping. I just want to get one item to do for my high blood pressure. I have a whole section on nature cures for men, for women, and there's a section there for children. So this is a good beginner's book. I also have some recipes in here that you can get started with. So that's the first book.
Beautiful.
And the sequel to that is The City of Wellness. That's a bit more advanced. It gives you, and that book is over 250 recipes to so that you definitely will not be bored and you'll be very conscious about your food. But you'll be very inspired to eat well because you'll have variety.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to continue on. Going back to the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're an international caller, you can always Skype in. Don't Skype me, but Skype the show, and I'll be sure to get you on. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 208. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Ms. Blue.
Hello, good night, Griffin.
Good night, Ms. Apu. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. So.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a quick question for you, two quick questions. I was doing a little experiment the other day with some herbs, and I didn't have any mineral oil, I didn't have any olive oil, and I really wanted it to get the stuff out of it as quickly as I could, so I used gin. Would you advise that? Because it doesn't seem like you like alcohol or anything like that.
What were you trying to do?
No, I was trying to get, I wanted a kind of instant cold formula, like for sinuses, to clear sinuses. So I was trying to, I didn't want to use a tea because I was trying to get it as quickly as I could, and trying to get the I think the gin, the alcohol, could help break up the mucus and stuff like that.
Well, so, that may be your home remedy. It isn't my home remedy. My kit is affectionately considered a first aid kit. Every home should have green life for the immune system, and Master Herbal to detox, and no hydrotherapy room should be without a Breath of Life. The Breath of Life formula is excellent. It's one of the formulas. It's eucalyptus peppermint, excellent for colds and sinus and bronchitis and shortness of breath. So it takes in snoring and headaches. So it takes care of a number of things at one time. It all comes from the plant life. So that's how I would recommend you working it, from the plant. And you only get a cold because your immune system was challenged. So then you should look at what is the cause of this cold so that it doesn't happen again. And then you don't create that same experience. So go to the bottom line of what created that. What are you eating that is not in harmony with your system? What are you thinking? What thoughts are you thinking that's not in harmony with who you are? What relationships have you been intimate with that may need to be recharged and refortified, so that you look at your life? When everyone gets to a health challenge, they have to look at their whole life. It's an opportunity to just sit back and say, okay, what is it that I need to change? And
right.
Then to make those necessary changes. And then it's beyond having some gin or maybe Breath of Life. It's your life.
Well, I didn't want to give you the wrong impression, Queen of War. It's just that
just a little bit, but you know, I'm not an advocate of a little bit of poison. So,
okay.
You're not going to convince me to be an advocate. But if that's what that's what I said, if that is your medication, I'm not here to force you out of it. I'm just saying add this to the equation, and then you won't even need to do that.
Well, the real reason I'm calling, what is the inversion technique I hear you talking about? Or inversion exercise?
That is it's African prayer. It's a prayer in movement. And it says we must go in to come to life. So whenever you do that movement, you're actually acknowledging the ancestors. Just like the sun goes up, the sun goes down. You have to you fast in periods of time that you don't eat. There's times that you work and there's times that you rest. That's called balance. We're standing upright all the time, so the energy goes down out of the brain and you begin to forget over years. It goes down and the heart becomes enlarged or becomes weakened because it's being drained, going downward. The colon becomes distended. The prostate begins to wane. The legs begin to swell. The ankles begin to expand. If you would invert your body every day, 10 minutes at sunrise and 10 minutes at sunset, you would bring the energy back into all your systems that it was draining out. Why we're getting old prematurely is because the energy is draining out of our bodies. And we need to rebuild and bring the energy back into our system. So this is how it looks. You're in your house, you're in your bed, and you put your legs, you lay down flat in your bed, put your legs up against the wall in 45 degrees. And that's all you're doing. And then you just relax and you breathe. Nature will take care of everything else. You can take a nap, you can go to sleep. If you have high blood pressure, then you want to just to do three elevation pillows so that your legs are not up too high, disturbing your blood at that level. And that life, the life force will come back into the brain. Your memory will come back. It will come back into your chest. So if you have congestion, it can begin to break that up. It comes back into your colon, so it breaks up a lot of the mass. We may carry 10 pounds of waste in our colon. Some of that oxygen can come in there and start breaking that up, so you may flush out. Then it will start to pull up the prostate and send blood into the prostate, and so you will be stronger sexually. And then it will take that stress out of the leg and the numbing in the leg and the varicose veins and all of that. And the edema that men will suffer as they get older and having to wear stockings to keep their legs together, you know, it's a mess. So that inversion will definitely put everything into harmony. And it's something that you do every day for the rest of your life.
Okay. Sure. I'm sorry if you had to give up that again. I didn't catch it at the beginning if you had done that.
Well, thank you for calling in, Griffin. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you.
Peace. All right, we're going to continue. Calling in, it looks like from area code 614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening to all. My name is AXCA, calling from Columbus, Ohio. How are you tonight, Ms. Blue?
I am wonderful. Thank you for calling in. Greetings to you.
And greetings to you, too, Queen Afua.
And greetings to you.
All right. I've been practicing some of my own remedies throughout the years, and it's been working very good for me. However, there's this experience that I'm having with the color changing in my skin. I'm getting, like, these purple spots on my face. Now, the spots started coming in 2005, 2006 when I was taking a lot of sun baths. I did not find out until last year that it's like built up melatonin called hyperpigmentation. And I'm starting to run into more people, my skin complexion from different parts of, you know, of the United States that are suffering from the same thing. However, I'm finding out that it's not like a sickness or anything, but I've been really trying to find out something to balance that melatonin out of my skin.
Okay, so you're getting dark spots, not white spots.
Yeah, well, they're purple.
Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a melanin imbalance. And what is going to balance you out? What balances out melanin? Green. Plants. So your body is deficient of plant life. That's what it is.
That doesn't...
The ancestor says, again,
okay.
I come into being from unformed matter as I grow in the form of plants. So the more plant life that you take in the body, my sense of Nova calls it to become a chlorophyllion. I recommend you become a chlorophyllion. I'm primarily a chlorophyllion. And that is that you're ingesting chlorophyll three times a day throughout your day. And wake up the juicer, because with the juicer, the green juice will be pre-digested. It'll go directly into your bloodstream, and then it will balance you out. So if a body is inactive or overactive, it brings you into a state of harmony. So if you had whether white spots or if you have dark spots, it brings you into a state of harmony. So if you take your green juices two or three times a day, you take your green life formula two or three times a day, and you could even take the clay, which is where all the plants come out of, and do a clay pack 2 or 3 times a week. All that will help to balance you right out.
Okay, you spoke on the ingesting of green foods, basically, and also like creating some type of green ingredient to drink. Now, I've been dealing with this. I don't really know what to call it because I've read like 3 different sides of the information that I researched. There's the Caucasians suffer from sunspots, and they're either white or red. And then there are the. I'm sorry.
Repeat what you just said.
Okay.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. I was going to tell you, we're having a little bit of problems with hearing you. Make sure if you're on the computer, you have your computer speakers off and not on speakerphone or something.
No, I don't.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, but from my research, Caucasians suffer from sunspots. They're either white or they're red. I have ran into some information where, it talks about Nubian people getting brown spots, okay? However, like I said, my spots are purple, okay? And I have been on this, like, this mixture of ingredients, and I don't eat meat. I stay on green food, especially greens, because I've learned to cook them with butter, and they taste delicious now. So I don't really think that is what it is. Now, I've actually spoken to some other teachers or master teachers, per se, or people who study the information that we study, and they speak about this indigo child and about these beings being from a different planet. And I'm not trying to sound spooked out or anything like that, because for a long time I didn't run into people with these purple spots. I mean, they're actually purple.
Right. And, you know, if you're open to hear this,
sure.
Tell you some things. One of the things that I want to speak on first, and because this was a really good point, and I think this could help so many people who are listening. A lot of times when we have our diet and we're eating foods, because they come from so many different places and they've touched so many different hands, sometimes it's hard to really tell if we're actually getting the adequate nutrition that we need to get. So there are things that are alternatives. That's what Queen Afua suggested to you, her green life, which is excellent because there's no guessing in it. You know immediately that you are feeding your body at that level that it needs to be fed from. And then also I can tell you based upon my research as well is that we know that there's always many different sides to why something happens. We have sort of the physical side, which, you know, I come from that school of thought that really a lot of these things begin in our mind when they begin to happen. Some of these things are things that we bring with us here when we arrive here in the human form through our spiritual form. So it's many different ways that things can come about. And so when we begin to look at something and really kind of take a look at it and being open to receive that information, wherever it comes from, and trusting in that, trusting in, you know, that information and taking it all in, it's how we can begin to heal from it. Because it seems like even though you're saying that you want to heal from it, you're not necessarily convinced that it's something you need to heal from. So maybe I misunderstood
question. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I think maybe a couple years, maybe last year, for a program I was listening to with you and Bobby Hemmett,
right.
It was in reference to sun baths and, you know, everybody taking sun baths and blah, 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 okay?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Like I said, this didn't start happening to me until I started taking sun baths, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I've done some pretty detailed research about it. I am open to information, which is the reason why I'm sharing and calling with you all. However, what I'm saying is I've already been through the process of changing my diet, which I've had, like, years ago. I struggled with going to see a skin specialist, but I kind of felt like I wasn't getting the final information I needed to make a conscious decision on what I was going to do next. But when I was told that it was hyperpigmentation and not a thing of a lack thereof, that's like extra, okay?
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
I'm like, okay, is the sun, me taking some bath, is that activating something in my DNA that's producing that? Which has always been my quote-unquote question mark above my head until I actually start meeting people the end of last year with my same color complexion with the purple spot phase. And, you know, I run into six different people and, you know, from different areas, and they all say the same thing, that they didn't start, the spots didn't show until the sun baths were taken, okay? And I know that everybody has a different, you know, diet for their body. You know, that's taken into account. However, if, you know, this information is coming back to saying, like, hey, I'm being dosed with hyperpigmentation. It's called another name. The medical name for it is melasma. You know, they're telling us that we need to wear sunscreen to protect ourselves from the sun. I'm like, I have a problem with that because I like sitting in the sun. So I'm really trying to figure out if it's more, you know, if it's something extra going on in my body. It wasn't activated until I started taking these sun baths. So what should I do next at this point to balance it out?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Would you like me to respond?
Yes, I mean, please do. I mean, I did call to share.
I think
receive,
that you're full.
So.
Honest is that I believe that you're full.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that you already know everything right now. And when you do know everything, then there's nothing that one can really say. So what it led me to do is I just wanted to check and see how you were doing, so if it's okay. So I just checked your element. And your body can begin to repair itself, but you have to do some additional work to repair itself, to help it repair itself and fortify yourself. So right now you're not fortified. And I'm looking at your body. Our bodies are made up of the five elements, ether, air, fire, water, earth.
Okay.
Your strongest element, and it's still not your at its highest peak, is your air. But it's working in an adverse way. So there's not enough oxygen in the food that you're taking in.
That
and I look at your
sense.
Fire, and the blood needs to be restored to be stronger. Your immune system needs to be built up. I looked at your water, and your circulatory system needs to increase and be enhanced. And also, this is also causing you more stress, the thought of all of this. You're stressed out about it, too. And then the ether, there is a backup emotionally, and there's a backup physically. So if you were to start to do some of the work, and the thoughts are going in opposition, they're like you're holding your own. You're holding your own. You can have a conversation. You can break it down, you can put the dates, the times, but you're going to have to start to do some other things to bring yourself back to balance. We can take, like the brother talked about sunlight, he took his sunlight. You just have to know how much cayenne pepper can I take? Can I take a teaspoon or can I just take a pinch? And these are things you'll learn. How much sunlight? How much a relationship? How much can I talk? There's a measurement of how one has to learn to live in order to stay in a state of balance. So if we're going to take more sun, there's going to have to be more a certain lifestyle. We're going to have to eat to be more in harmony with ourselves. And so to yourself, these are your elements that are calling for you to put them in balance. So it doesn't the focus not the skin alone. It's your whole anatomy that needs to be rebuilt, recharged, fortified, and balanced out. And that's what this call is really all about. And if none of what I said works for you, then I'm going to send my prayers out to you.
No. That I mean, you know, you have to piece information together and utilize what your spirit is attracted to. And one thing that you did speak about as far as the oxygen, I really feel and been thinking for a long time that maybe I need to have more oxygen in my water if I can't control how much oxygen is going to be in my food, you know. So I'm going to look into that. And I like to thank you for hearing me out and sharing your thoughts.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for calling in
and
sharing.
Hi.
All right, beautiful. We're going to continue. We have about 38 minutes left to go in the form. You were going to say something, Queen?
I'm just blessing her, you know.
Okay, beautiful,
she's on her homework.
Yes.
And that's wonderful, you know, to not just settle, to just keep finishing. But a lot of the answers already been answered. A lot of the questions have already been answered. Now it's time to activate.
Yeah.
So activation. Yeah. You know,
there it is.
Activation.
We're going to continue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Christopher Harris. Hey, how y'all doing?
Greetings to you, Christopher.
I didn't want to call for an old career.
Well,
I had one call for Ocre, and I had one to ask Dr. Fuser for about the DNA, like the four strand, like the four elements, and the fifth, like the ether. I had one to get, like, more into that. It looked like it was the same thing, though.
You said your question is about the five elements?
Yeah, like it, like the DNA, too.
Yes.
I had...
It
like the, yeah, like microscopic and like it blow out.
This is the makeup of your DNA. But we are not imprisoned to our DNA, actually. Our parents, they give us the DNA, bloodline is passed down through the bloodline. And in one's DNA, you may be born into cancer because of the DNA. You may be born into obesity. Because of DNA. In my family, asthma is in our DNA. Do I have to live with asthma because it's in the DNA? Nope. You can change it.
Can we, like, change it around?
You can change it. You can heal it. You can heal the state that you were born in. You're not a prisoner to it.
Yes.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying, that our bodies are already positioned to be in a state of sickness. From the time of conception, our mothers and fathers, they were eating, thinking, feeling, drinking, and whatever they were thinking, feeling, being, drinking, experiencing, passed down through generations, that's what makes up who we are. But we're not a prisoner to our fathers and our mothers' pain and suffering, that we can change that condition by changing life.
So we can break out like the four.
So I was sharing with her five elements, her ether, the state of her ether, the air, the breath, the life force, the fire, the blood, the reproductive system, the water, the circulatory, the ability to move forward or to be stagnated, and then the earth, the potential for building, the bones, your life. And so those are states of physicality and the states of spirituality, a being, and whatever that state is, you're not stagnant. You are not stagnant healthy, and you're not stagnant diseased. That you flux between those two poles, depending on how you live. And so that's the point of sharing the elements, that we can move energy and we can change it once we understand what it is that we need to shift. And then how to shift that by learning the ways of nature.
Sing a song like Benda.
Mhm. Say that again.
I say shifting something like Benda.
Okay, something I'm missing.
My bad. I'm from the south. I'm just going. From up there.
It's okay. Nothing to be sorry about. I want to understand. What are you saying? What are you feeling?
Say the last part over again, Christopher.
Oh, we're like the same part of with the foe and come together. And you break out of it from the foe and change around from the foe. And like a big square coming over with the lines and circles as well. Like a one and a zero.
Yeah, you can look at it that way. I definitely can see it that way. Yeah. You know, you're talking about those four strands of DNA multiplying themselves. And, yes, they change, they evolve based upon your work, what Queen Afu was saying. There's a way that you can change yourself from that. We are not necessarily bound to that. So, yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Did that help you?
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering about that, though. It's just like those two strands right there. I was saying like the one and the zero, two positive and negative with it. But I know it's like more dimensions to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sacred geometry is definitely something you want to study. You can begin to look at that. The binary code, the code, the same hieroglyph that you see in the back of electronics book is the same language. This is where they hid the language of the gods. And you can see a lot of this through signs and symbols from the hieroglyphs. So it's a lot of work that you can actually do in studying the hieroglyphs if you're interested in those things, if you're interested in seeing how sort of what they call the rise of the gods. A lot of brothers and sisters who have done work on that as well, and from many different angles that you're recognizing. So, yeah, beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's always good to hear from you, our young brother down here.
Yes,
thank
you. Got a beautiful voice, too.
Well, thank you. Your vibration is beautiful as well. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Be well.
All right. We're going to continue on here live in the remix. 619, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, family. Miss Blue, Queen of Four, this is Red Eye, San Diego.
Thanks. Pleasure.
First of all, I'm going to shout out to the family, Remix family. How's everybody doing tonight?
Wonderful.
And I have
Thanks.
two questions, Miss Blue, Queen of Four. First question is, in my reading, we discussed the aloe plant. And since then, I've been drinking aloe and cranberry. And one day I made a mistake and didn't look at the label, and I picked up the 100% aloe vera with the, like, the pulp or the chunks in it. And so that's the first question in regards to, like, what exactly, not just the surface answer that you get in a textbook or whatever they put on the label, but from our ancient text, what does the aloe actually do for you? The first question. And the second question is, in relationship to tones, as far as how we speak to each other, you mentioned earlier regarding the throat chakra and how someone speaks to us, it manifests in the body, and how we speak to other people, it manifests in the body. So if you could speak to the first question and the second question in regards to our ancient way of how we kept ourselves in a healthy state of mind, state of soul, state of being, because of the way we kept our tone and communicated with each other, not invoking anger and, you know, harnessing that in the body, if you got both of those questions.
Well, the aloe was one of the plants that was the ancestors would go to, we would place with the ancestors when they go into the next world. They would be, everything that they would need to sustain them would be put into their resting place. And so they would be sent grains and plants and furniture and sacred oils and all of that. Part of the mummification was the aloe. And one of the plants that was used, was always sent with the kings and the queens, was the aloe plant. It was one of the plants that was most revered and loved in our culture, along with the lotus blossom. And so the aloe does so much. It takes care of us internally and externally. It takes us back to the power of the chlorophyll and all of its womanifestations and manifestations, that the aloe is a purifier. And culturally speaking, our foundation of the ancient ones was all about the purification. It was all about the cleansing. You came in this world to purify. You came, and when you was leaving, it was about purification, preparation, and rituals that were done. And that plant being symbolic of the plant that would go with our ancestors is very symbolic of a plant of transformation. And inside of that, this would be, you can take that aloe plant and use that to massage your whole body, your skin, your hair, to drink it, to bathe it, and to even take it as part of cleaning out your inner parts. Because our ancestors used colon therapy to clean out their colon. And so you can use it for everything. And within that, I would say use this as a prayer to go with the aloe plant. And it's Nupu Nuku Amiku Kimam Kepler Imenter Hayu. I am that I am a shining being dwelling in light. And go with this as at the closing of this prayer, man, heal thyself scroll. As he has anointed himself, and you can use the aloe for your full anointing practice. I am pure at a place of practice that is great, at a place of passage that is great. I have destroyed my defects. I have made an end of my wickedness. I myself am pure. I am mighty. I come forth. The aloe is why you, as if you are been on the path for a long time, I know. And as a result, that's why you did the aloe, and you was following the ancestors in that simple plant to do that work. Because the plants help us also to evolve and to hear.
Yes.
To hear the messages of the Most High. The reason why we're in suffering states, because we don't hear. We don't hear the voice, the direct, clear voice. So you were taking that aloe to that level because you were striving to elevate and to begin to magnify your highest and wisest self. And with the, so I hope that I helped you with the aloe from my perspective.
Can you also eat the plant? You know, eat the plant?
Yes, you eat it, you bathe it, you wash it, you pack it, you get a burn. I raised my children on the aloe plant. I raised the community on the aloe plant. You know, you can use it for everything.
Yes.
So you can, as I say, you can ingest it. You can put it for your hair. It's healthy for the hair. Fallen hair is good for the skin. It's good to protect you if you're going into the sun. That's your sun protection, if anything, or your sun harmonizer. It's wonderful for the feet. It's good for taking off dead skin. You take a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of it from a fresh plant. And you put it in a blender with lemon water, lime juice, or just as it is in a glass of water, and you take that down. It's a colon cleanser as well, so it can help to take out worms and gas and parasites out your colon. Okay.
What about my, I have a one-year-old baby, and, one-year-old daughter, and 12-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old son. So in terms of, you know, when the body can handle the aloe plant, is it okay to chop it up or whatever and feed it to my daughter?
I have inside of the book, The City of Wellness, there's a page that I'm holding my granddaughter in my lap. She must have been 5 months old. She was at that time taking the aloe plant like it was a lollipop. She loved it. Hey, her mother and father took a lot of plants. They live off of plants. When the mother was in before conception, and so from the sperm to the ovum, the womb, it was all purified in aloe and golden seal and green foods, green plants, and all that. So the baby came to the world taking aloe once a week. And the baby didn't realize, my grandchild didn't realize that there was didn't look at it as a bitter. It didn't sense it, it was not repulsed by it, but actually enjoyed it. And so I would always take the aloe and take, once the baby had a piece of it, and eat it and swallow it, then I'd take it and rub it on her body. And that would protect from insect bites and and getting insect bites, it protects you. The insects will move from you. And so shingles or acne, it's one of those plants. It's multitask. It does everything. You know, you get me started on that one. It's everything. So children definitely can take it, and they can be raised by it, but you want to have it an actual plant. And so grow some plants in your backyard or on your windowsill. So you don't have to get it from a bottle. You can actually make, you know, have it fresh.
Okay.
So I wouldn't recommend you give the children from a bottle. Give it to them fresh. Give them the actual plant.
Okay.
And if it's organic, then you can blend the whole thing and make that into a cream and massage their bodies with that after they take their bath at night.
Okay. And the second question regarding the tones that we use to communicate with each other, speak to each other honorably, and not to invoke, unsolicited energies from just a simple task, or, you know, it's easy to get, you know, out of pocket, if you would, when, you know, you're trying to run the household and, you know, you tell your children to do something, you know, you tell them once, tell them twice, and then you notice that the tone of voice starts to get a lot more aggressive. And I've been noticing, or doing a lot of work with making sure that when I communicate, I speak from, you know, a tone that's not going to invoke, you know, discord, so they can get a clear message of what it is and how we're trying to move the family forward. So if you could speak to that in terms of how tone induces, you know, different types of disease in our body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Whatever the language that you would use, it's the vibration that comes from the heart.
Yes.
So when you speak, you have to actually be healed and centered before you say any words. What happens is you had a bad day. You were strapped economically. A bill collector came. You aggravated on the job, and you come home and you talk to your child or your mate, and you give them your experience. So that means you're actually giving them a disease. You're proliferating and keeping a disease going. So in order to really speak, to speak is to heal, to charge, to build, and the word for it is hekau. Speak words of medicine. That is the prayer. We have fallen short when talking to our children or reprimand repeating. When you have to repeat to your child, it's time for them to take a bath. They have to take a soak.
Yes.
When you have to repeat to your child, maybe you need to massage them and put them in inversion and give them some fresh fruit and some melons and some cantaloupes. They could be in harmony with themselves. When you have to repeat yourself, maybe because they're eating sugar, maybe not your children, but these things you just look at, maybe it's family reunions, things are happening. And so our bodies are actually an instrument. It evokes a sound and a vibration, but then we're not speaking. And your spirit can send out a tone that someone wants to sit next to you, and a baby will go to sleep in your lap because they feel the calmness of your tone in your spirit. So even before you speak, you got to tone yourself up and build yourself up before you can speak to your children. And it took me a while to get that one, because I was not no joke as a mother. I would get you, I'd yoke you up and hug you and have you meditate at the same time. So I was all over the place, you know, and I'm thinking I'm the mother, the father, got to be hard, got to be this, and then got to be gentle, come on, chill, you know. Schizoid, all over the place. But over time, I learned, and as I got older, I stopped raising my voice. I didn't raise my voice for anything. And my children, well, my sons are happy, but my daughter, like, are you for real? She couldn't even cope with that, you know, you're actually speaking all the time. And she would try to pull my voice out and try to pull me outside of myself, and I wouldn't go. And so I had to train myself as a parent. If I don't want to raise sick children, then I have to watch my voice.
Yeah.
I have to watch my tones. So before I would speak, I would take my time and think before I would speak. And as I would study the ancient ones, I would take on the vibration. And as this and this came to me in a prayer that I will share with you out of Sacred Woman. It says, Divine Most High Creator, Creatress, assist me in speaking Hekau, words of power. May my words be anointed. May my words not damage a soul. Divine Mother, help me to speak words that heal, words that empower, words that build, words that transform. Help me to guard my words so no venom passes my lips and no destruction results from my speech. Rather, may my words impart light to souls who are seeking your face. If my words show me to be out of divine right order, may my mind and my mouth be cleansed. Help me to not speak words that break down the divine in me or in my sister or my brother, my mate, my child, my elders, or my ancestors. Divine, please place words upon my lips that make my voice disperse sacred medicine. May my words be lotus blossoms that encourage all the souls I meet to reach for higher heights. May my words speak with your breath and sing your sweet songs of life. Because of the words and the evolved tone that I have uttered, may goodness follow me all the days of my life. And that came through years of reflecting on the vision and the quest of what Tahuti is. Tahuti, ancient principle. Tahuti is the scribe of the word, the power of the word, the writer. And so we want to be in alignment when we're talking to our children and study why our children not hearing us. What is inside of us that they cannot hear our tone? And as we go inside of ourselves and realign ourselves, we will understand why they're not getting it. And even with my sons, I talk before I speak to them because they hear me. I begin to breathe. I said, I got to speak to you. I don't do that. Mm-mm. I said, I'd like to meet with you. I honor their whole spirit. And then I sit down, and then I have my tea, and I'll relax for a moment. I'll give them some tea. The deeper the talk conversation, the more relaxed. And then I will begin to breathe and talk simultaneously so that words that I speak did not destroy not one of your spirits, not one of your vibrations, and so that I am building up a being. So I must watch the tone, the eye contact, how I look, the feeling, my gestures, all of that is a language. It's not just the words you speak. Your whole being is a language.
Everything, yes.
Yeah. So if I'm going to a full sermonette.
Hey, I've heard a lot of shows on the remix, and, you know, Miss Blue never ceases to continue to, you know, make sure that, you know, all the guests packed our minds with, you know, divine nourishment. This show right here, like the information that you know, conveyed to all of us tonight is have to be the most powerful. So I appreciate, you know, you coming and blessing us, and may your path be protected. You as well, Miss Blue, and all the Remix family. Love you, but thanks for your time.
Blessing.
All right. Peace and blessing. All right. We have 15 minutes left to go here tonight in the remix. And, of course, we're with Queen Afua and really, really just continuing as we talk about healing, not only healing ourselves, but healing our community, our families, and just really healing the whole planet and really sending that love and that energy out. We're going to leave the phone lines open. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Please press 1 if you're on the phone lines and you have a question. I also want to give out Queen Afua's information again for those of you who may be joining us, and you can find out all the information about everything that is going on with Queen Afua, the City of Wellness, and everything that's coming up by going to www.queenafua.com. That's going to link you straight to Queen Afua, and you'll be able to take a look at all of the products over there, so many things for healing. They're really not products. I guess I could say it's really food. It's really energy. It's really life that you find over there, whether it's through a book, whether it's through the yoga, and we need to talk about the womb yoga moves because that's one of my favorite one of my favorite and most challenging things that I had to do. But I love it. I love it. And want to talk about that and everything. So it's so much life there, so much food and so much life. And so if you're thirsty for the knowledge, if you're hungry for the food, if you're hungry for the healing, you definitely need to go over there, Queen Afua, and sign up. Sign up for, there's a newsletter there as well. And so you can put your name on that list and you can get the emails and find out exactly where Queen Afua is going to be. And don't let time and space be sort of that constriction, because she's all over the world and has been probably a couple of times. And she has other ways to reach you. So just so many beautiful things happening. And this is our time. And the month of June, so perfect. Father's Day, the stroll coming out, you know, how could it be more powerful? This is the time to really begin to raise that energy up, that masculine energy of our brothers, our kings, you know, and even really begin to nurture that side within ourselves, even coming from the feminine perspective. We're in the energy where this is about receiving. And so, you know, it is the time that we do begin to receive those things as it comes to us in knowledge and wisdom, as it comes to us in healing and all different areas. When you bring this into balance for yourself, then you'll see that prosperity, that word prosperity that just encompasses everything in your life, that energy will begin to flow through you and it will flow around you, and everyone who's connected with you will begin to get charged with that energy, and we will help to charge ourselves. So we're going to continue. I see I talked for a few minutes and we got all of these callers on the line. So, all right, Queen, we got about 12 more minutes.
Okay.
And we're going to take these calls. Like I said, you are definitely a teacher to me. Those of you who are listening, you guys know. I talked to you before when I was going through Queen Afua's class. It is something that I would recommend for everyone to take. It definitely will enhance your life in ways that probably you could not even begin to imagine, and really help for healing for yourself and healing for your family. And ultimately, this is how we heal each other. So a lot of the knowledge that I bring to you from the holistic sessions, you guys know I'm doing that with Brother Soul as well. A lot of that information comes from Queen Afua. So it is a special honor to me to have her here on the platform sharing, as well as all of you guys. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see, calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peaceful greetings. It's the Dancing Lion here calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Queen Afua. We've met many times. We've sat in lodge together and circled together. And I just happened upon this call this evening, and it was in divine order that I was able to hear your voice and receive some teachings. It's so wonderful, because I was just sharing with another sister today that when you're in a position of being a teacher or a caretaker, that it's important to drink as you pour. Mm. And I've been feeling so incredibly depleted and tired from my sharings and teachings. And you know how you get that amnesia about what to do for yourself when you're caring for others, if you do not plug in or tune in or tap in or sit at the feet of your elders. And so it was time, and I called out on a universal level and was given the gift of this phone number for this phone call just at the very last possible moment. And I called to thank you. I called to thank you and for reminding me. And I say remind, I mean help me get my mind back. and to fill up and to just be able to sit at your feet this evening. And Sister Blue, you as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank, you're welcome. Thank you as well.
I love that. Dancing Lion. May you be restored. May you be recharged. Yes, because as healers, there is a chapter, and I dedicate this to you. I dedicate this to Holistic Medicine Women Blue.
Yes.
Because the healers, we give up a lot of energy, put out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to be able to have longevity, we have to constantly be giving to ourselves. And give to yourself before you go out.
Yes.
Then give to yourself while you're moving out. And give to yourself especially when you get back in. And do that through all the seasons. So as our Dancing Lion, that we don't give out and we get burned out and we get worn out. Because it can creep up on you, you know.
It sure can.
On you. And you'd be like, wait a minute, how did that happen to me? I'm aware. I've been doing my healing. I've been doing something. How did this happen? Because the level of the giving, you haven't measured it yet. But life is measuring you. You're on the scales. We're on the scales of my life is always measuring us. And so let may we as healers, as practitioners of this walk, may we be filled up so much.
Yes.
You know, what we and I look at us like a cup. Have a cup, right? And in that cup, Lou, don't you share that cup? It's in that cup with anybody. Everything in that cup is you.
Yes.
Now, what comes outside of that cup, and I'm talking also to Dancing Lion and all those healers, because I know there's nothing but healers all over your show, because I can feel them all coming in throughout the night, and they've done their homework. So that whatever comes outside of that cup, that's for everybody. That means there's an abundance of this that you've given to yourself. Don't give your last.
Don't.
Okay, don't give out. Because what happens with healers, when you do that, people don't even feel sorry for you. They say, what's your problem? They say, well, how come you're not?
What's wrong with you?
What's your problem? Right. So when my voice, when I said, I whispered and I said, I've helped a million women.
Yes.
I said no more.
Wow.
I left That's okay. Now they meditate on that one. It's like you overextended and you just have, and to, when you break down, it's really just to wake up and to reestablish your home and keep on your path in an even mightier way. The more you go out to give, the more you have to heal yourself. So to our Dancing Lion, may you continue to dance in joy and may you continue to charge yourself up. And everybody else who looks at you as you twirl and swirl and do your natural organic sacred geometry through the shapes and the forms, bringing harmony to all of us. And yes, womb yoga dance. I'm getting ready to be at this weekend. There's going to be a yoga and raw food festival, and I'll be presenting about four times during that time. And I'm presenting womb yoga dance, and some of the Holistic Medicine women are coming out. They're going to dance with me, and it's for all the four directions, so everybody's going to be moving, dancing. It's 108 movements. The 108 is the frequency of transformation. That's what it means to transform. So whenever I do the dance, I'm conscious that it's transforming the energy in the world.
Yeah.
And when the let me just break down. There's 39 womb yoga dance movements that goes and speaks the language. And then there are 69 yoga movements, and they work together, and that forms the 108. Every movement is a statement. For example, there's a seat where you, there's a movement called sitting on the seat of Ast, and that will help align your womb and your prostate. So for men, it's a Sar, and women, it's Ast. Then there, and so that also helps to empower you. And if you're out of balance, if your nervous system is out of balance, it'll put your nervous system right into balance and harmony. Because the current will flow. from the base of your spinal to your brain and out to your first eye. Then there's another movement, which is mesh kinet, when you're full stride out. And then you press down to the earth, to Geb, and then you lift back up into Newt.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps to build your force field and your power up. And then it moves you into the next movement, which moves you into Newt, representing the universal Sky Mother. And that Sky Mother, her prayer to us is, let me hear her prayer, Most High.
Yes.
I am that I am a shining being dwelling in light, for I come from the limbs of divine, Most High. That is the prayer of Newt. And we are the continuation of her on earth. And in that light that she contains, that's a DNA transformation. And so she sends that through us, and we get that light, and we are that light, and we're walking light on earth. And so that movement of Newt, Newt's body goes over the whole earth. And in ancient Kemet, if you look on the walls, the largest temples have her body over the ceiling of the temple represents the sky, and the stars represents the light. And her legs on one side of the temple, arms over, she's symbolic of protecting the earth. Like when the brother came and was weeping to me, he said, "I don't feel protected." I said, "Yes, you are protected. You still have to meet your protection. Your protection is from within. That's the Mother Newt. That's within you." So that's the light. And so each of the movements, 108 of them, there's a language throughout each movement, and it's done poetically. So the whole, if one does all the movements, it's 108 of them, it takes 8 minutes. But if you take it as a class, because I teach in the class, I'm teaching an open center now in Manhattan, and I'm teaching at the yoga center. And it's interesting because, like, they have me out as, like, the new kid on the block in Yogaville, in Yoga World. But I've been doing these poses for the last 20 years. I've been growing them, and you see 25 of those in Sacred Woman's book. And I've done them with both women and men. It helps to harmonize relationships. So, and it's to help to bring a new feel. Like, she talked about the indigo people. She's talking about the Nefertune people coming in, coming back again, which is our ancestry. And so that's what we're really bringing back into the earth now, because what we're bringing in the earth now is simply madness, pain, and suffering. And the babies that are being born, the babies are coming out with diabetes from the womb, coming out with arthritis. They're coming into the world with cancer. Our children are coming in sick without their limbs, you know. And so we are in a state, and that's coming from the consciousness of what we're holding into us. And so it's time for a rebirth. And it's like that. The deeper the world gets, the stronger our work becomes, Blue. You got that? And that's why this is our time right now. And for all those people who are listening, and you know who you be, people are going to start coming. They're going to be knocking on your door. They're going to be sitting out, putting tents outside to get in. Because it's getting deep, but now they can finally hear you. And everything you've been saying, that's what I'm saying, just hold on, because this is your time. Melanin people, the original healers of planet Earth, this is our time right now. But if we're losing our mind and getting shot up and put up in jail and getting our bodies amputated, then we won't be there for this time. But we are, because we're here, and we're on this show at this time. And when I think about Blue, I think about Newt. I think about the Universal Sky Mother that is sending a ray of hope and light on the planet Earth. And that's exactly your mission, and that's exactly what you're doing, my beloved. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity. I'm so grateful for being given the opportunity to just share from my heart tonight. I'm not talking about the 21-day detox program and, you know, getting this form and that. I'm just sharing tonight. And those who want to go deeper, I do long-distance consultations. You do consultations, my sister. So they have what they need. And I'm putting you on charge. Womb yoga dance, okay? You're supposed to be teaching womb yoga dance.
Yes.
So gather those moon circles together and get those sisters doing those movements and that breathing, and so they can bust these holistic babies or getting babies, and they can bust themselves out of those fibroid tumors. Go to Blue. Yeah. I'm putting her on blast. She knows what to do. She knows how to do it. That's what time it is. I love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And yes, yes, I am doing that work, and that's what I wanted to say to the brothers and the sisters. The 108 moves, I cannot tell you, the womb yoga dance and the yoga moves, the yoga pose, it is a language. I find myself when I'm doing it really just almost going into a different state of being. My daughter does it with me. She even looks forward to it. So some days when I get a little lazy, she's like, come on, you're not going to do it? And I'm like,
your daughter?
She is 15. And she enjoys doing it. She loves doing it. And so, you guys, I know you're all over the world, but that is definitely a part that you want to make. Like I said, go to www.queenafua.com. This is knowledge that our mothers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, our great-great-great-great ancestors have bestowed upon Queen Afua, and she has brought this knowledge here for us. And so through that food, the food of life being the books, the knowledge, the wisdom, through the CDs, the DVDs, the training classes, the courses, through the food that's there, all of the programs that's there. I even recommend it for those of you who've been in my holistic program. You know, we call it a life plan because it is something that we must do for life. And so this holistic life plan, Queen Afua is the basis of that we recommend that you get yourself charged up, get yourself to begin to go through these different gateways, to begin to open them up for yourself. It's a powerful time now. And people are PMing. They're like, what happened? Okay, if you guys are on the phone, you still can hear us. For those of you who are in the chat room, don't forget to download, and pass the show on. Begin to build your archives of this information and this knowledge, because we are in this time. June is an excellent month, and like I was saying, a lot of energy here. It's time for us. For those of you who call the Blue Crystal Line, know that we talk about this. It's time for you to face the light and the dark. This is what this eclipse is about. We're also in this time of manifestation. Queen Afua talked about it herself, the number four, that powerful number of the number four. And so this month is a 4 month. This month, when you add it up universally, this year comes out to be a 4 year. So this is double manifestation. It's time to set intentions, you know, those goals about maybe living healthier, eating healthier. This is how you begin to live holistically. Those of you who want to get into channeling, you want to get into doing some of what we call your magic work, your inner work, this is how it has to begin. We have to take care of all different levels. Just like we have many different levels of dimensions, we are dimensional people. And so we have to feed ourselves. We have to nourish ourselves from many different levels. And so, Queen, I want to thank you again. It's always an honor and a pleasure. I'm going to be joining you somehow connect to figure out this Father's Day, because your stroll that you're doing for the men, as I call it, the stroll of the kings, definitely want to be a part of that. And I know everyone's excited to have that energy come out, and so that we can embrace it and begin to heal our brothers and begin to heal our because women can use it too. And this is just knowledge and wisdom, people. We got to get it because it is our time. It's our time. Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
And this affirmation says this: I have commanded my seat. I rule it by my mouth. Speak what you wish, and it is so. This is our time. We claim it. We know it. Historically, it is that time. This is called the balance. We've been out of balance, and now we're coming in to divine right balance. And I don't know if I can share a little bit of this one last piece with everyone. This is a piece that I'll be sharing that day, and you can just stop me at any point, but this is a call for forgiveness. This isn't overcoming an angry vagina, because we're carrying our pain from one relationship to the next.
Yep.
And it is causing us to have heart attacks and strokes and premature aging and dying early if we could just forgive. face-to-face become heart-to-heart, man-woman looking at one another. We speak forgiveness to our recovery. May we forgive. May our love travel through our bloodline, healing our past from generation to generation. I forgive you for the slaps and the kicks, for the grabbing and the yanking, for the global madness that births sick souls. I forgive you for the cursing and the yelling and the screaming, for the hostile words spoken, for the cruel tones and harsh looks that ruptured my veins and traveled deep into the womb of my heart. Will you forgive me for the shattering of your regeneration center, for drowning us in a river of tears and regret? I forgive you for not keeping your word, your promise. I forgive you for not staying, for letting go, or for holding on when I should have let you go. I forgive you for running from one woman to another. I forgive you for running to one man to another in hopes of finding salvation. I forgive you for abandoning me and for not being there when I reached out. I forgive you for not speaking to me when it was not me who hurt you. I, woman, forgive you for unpacking your emotional toxic baggage into my vagina, using your penis as a weapon, causing me to bleed a river of issues. And I, man, forgive you for holding on and releasing your pain and resentment into my reproductive center that reached into my chest and caused my heart to fail. I forgive you for not knowing or understanding, for not caring what I felt or how I felt. I, woman, forgive you for not being like my daddy or being like my daddy. I, man, forgive you for being like my mother or not being like my mother. My angry vagina wants to overcome the pain that has filled my inner walls with cysts and tumors and clotting. And my hostile penis wants peace and love, not impotency. Can we attract the beauty that is within me and you? Will you forgive me whether I hold on or let go? May we become wiser for the lessons we have learned. May we hold in our hearts sweet, lasting forgiveness. I forgive you for everything. I need soulful liberation, freed up in the rapture of forgiveness. I need to heal. I need my wings. I want to soar beyond the pain. I forgive you. Will you? Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? I forgive you. Thank you.
I forgive you. I forgive you. I will forgive you.
I love you.
Beautiful, love you. Beautiful. Love you as well. Everyone, if you want to get a hold of this very, very powerful piece, it is in Overcoming an Angry Vagina by Queen Afua. And, of course, you can go to queenafua.com, and that's on page 1718. Trust me, have it bookmarked. Beautiful, beautiful. Peace and love to you, Queen,
and
your family and everyone. And we'll be in touch as always. Thank you for being a queen, and thank you for being a teacher. Thank you for being, a leader. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a warrior, and thank you most of all for being you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Blue. Peace and blessings.
All right. Okay. Peace and things as well. Hotep. All right, everyone. Another powerful share that we had here in the remix. Don't forget, you need to download so much in this show. So much here in this particular show that we have here. I do want to also let you guys know we will be doing a show on Sunday. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know. Don't forget to call the Know Your Magic line. Don't forget to reach out to Queen Afua as well. And that number for the Know Your Magic line is 641-715-3800, access code 10569, and you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can leave us a message. Another powerful share. I just love Queen Afua, don't you guys? It is such a blessing to have had her here tonight. Got a lot of great shows that are going to be coming up. Don't worry, Dr. Aling Bay will be back. He did contact me. We also will have some shows coming up with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Brother Bobby Hemmett will be here next week. So we got a lot of things going on. I am going to play the Blue Blast that me and Sister Munya did last. Just for those of you who may not be familiar with the Blue Blast, you can hear it here. I think it is so fitting with the energy that's going on right now. And this one is called Matter.
Peace and greetings, everyone. We're back.
We're back, Miss Flu.
Yes, we are. We are back, everyone. And so today, we're going to give you your blue crystal for today. Today is actually, it is June the 3rd, 2011. Can you believe it? Already.
I know. Time flies.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. So let's talk about some energy, not just specifically for today, but we're going to talk about what's going on right now in this time of June. You know, June really opens up a lot of different portals. As you guys know, it is the new moon solar eclipse that's going on at this time. And when we begin to think about the eclipse, it's almost like sort of hitting sort of the reset button. Yes, the reset button in your life. And so this really just sort of kind of kicks you or throws you into that position of new beginnings, you know. So this is a great time to really feel this energy of new beginnings. Now, with the eclipse, a couple of things comes along, and June is very, very, it's going to be unique for this type of energy. So I want to go ahead and give you a heads up so you can start to look out for it. This is a great time to begin to deal with the light and the dark side. Yes. Dealing with those things of the light and the dark side that's going on in your life at this time. June has a lot of energy, and this energy has a lot to do with being grounded and being stable. So this is the time for you to get grounded, face those insecurities that you have going on in your life, and release them. That's right, release them, because this has a lot to do with earth energy. And when we begin to think about that energy, you can look at it this way. You are the gatekeepers of all physical matter that's in your life. So whether that's your body, whether that's your home, your finances, whether that's the land that you're living on or managing or a business, you know, you have the responsibility for mindfulness and to be respectful and being sort of that caretaker of managing the matter that's in your life. Now, let's take a look at the word matter, because we know that all of life is matter. And matter was actually taken from the root word of mater or mother. So I encourage you never to separate your spirit from your matter. So that's your blue crystal. Very powerful stuff there. We're in some powerful times. You can use this energy. Sit down. Make a list. Make a list of all of those things that you're the gatekeeper of. Those things in your life that matter. So I'm going to turn it over to Sister Manya so she can give you another blue crystal for today, your affirmation.
Here's the blue crystal affirmation, Miss Blue. I face my challenges and come up with positive solutions. There it is.
Oh, I love that. And such a perfect time to do that. I face my challenges and come up with positive solutions. Very powerful stuff. Know your magic, everyone. Look forward to seeing you in the remix. If you don't know how to get there, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Queen Afua will be on. We'll see you there. Leave us a message. Peace and love, everyone.
Peace.
Peace, everyone. Yes, so that's just a sample of what the blue crystal is. For those of you who are listening, you are free to call that number. We have something there every single day, and you can leave us a message. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Lots of work that can be done. I might actually do a blue blast call tonight. So if you're on Facebook or Twitter, or if you're on Gmail, I'll send out that message. I'll let you know. Just kind of for our international listeners, I like to do some late blue crystals, the 15-minute call where we talk and we share and we do little exercises like the juicy juice and the rotten apple. Some of you got a chance to experience that. So peace and blessings to each and every one of you, and much love, warm spirit. Until next time, this is Miss Blue signing off. Peace, everybody. Peace.